by Adam Jaxa. And today it's game two in a six-game series. The Lugnuts and the Fort Wayne Tin Caps. Adam, you weren't here yesterday, but Fort Wayne's offense sure was. The Tin Caps beat the Lugnuts 12-1 in the series opener. Time to put that behind the Lugnuts for game two.
I'm just trying to bring some good luck for you today, Jesse. And boy, Lansing played one of their toughest games of the year, it looks like. Didn't hit it very well. Fort Wayne jumped all over them. The Tin Caps have won six straight, so Lugnuts will have their hands full tonight to try and end this skid, and they certainly need to get a win here on the road, get back in the swing of things.
They take on an interesting left-hander in Jagger Haynes, the fifth rounder back in 2020, and a top prospect in the San Diego Padres system. He had a terrible start to the year. His very first outing of the year, he only went one-third of an inning, walked four, allowed two hits to Lake County. His next time out, only 1 2/3. The time after that, only 2 2/3. But his most recent outings, two of the last three, he has fired six innings. He has looked great. What can the Lugnuts expect?
Well, I think they can expect, as you mentioned, somebody that's pitching much more confidently than he was back in April. He's been a different pitcher here in May. He's gone at least three innings in all three of his starts. And you said it, bookend starts of six innings, one run against Lake County, just two against South Bend. And we know those offenses. We've seen both those teams recently. They can each swing it really well.
Mitch Myers on the mound for the Lugnuts. We go down to the field for our national anthem.
All right, well sung down there. We are ready for baseball here in the Summit City, Fort Wayne, Indiana, home of Parkview Field and home of the Fort Wayne Tin Caps, one of the longest winning streaks currently in the Midwest League. They are tied in the Eastern Division with West Michigan. Each team has a six-game winning streak that puts Fort Wayne still in the basement in the Eastern Division at 18-22. They are now at 10-9 at home, 40 games in to the start of 2024. For their Lansing Lugnuts, 40 games in and even 20-20, 9-7 on the road, but looking to end a two-game slide and jump back over the 500 mark. With the call of the game, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Adam Jackson, thank you. Let's go through some starting lineups now. For the Lugnuts, leading things off in center field, Brian Guelabas. Batting second, it's the right fielder, Henry Bolte. Batting third, the shortstop, Aribiel Anales. The DH, Will Simpson, cleans up. Second baseman, Colby Halter, bats fifth. Batting sixth, at first base, Danny Bautista Jr. Hitting seventh, the catcher, C.J. Rodriguez. The left fielder, Cameron Masterman, bats eighth. Batting ninth, the third baseman, Derek Salone. Guelabas, Bolte, Anales. Simpson, Halter, Batista Jr., Rodriguez, Masterman, and Salome in support of the right-hander Mitch Myers and against this Fort Wayne defense. On the outfield, Kai Murphy is in right and left Albert Fabian, center Homer Bush Jr. Play ball declared. Around the infield, Griffin Dorshing's at first base. The second baseman is Norwillian Cedeno. The shortstop, Jay Bashirs, and a third, Devin Ortiz. The catcher's Anthony Villar, and that brings us to the man on the mound, the lefty, Jagger Haynes, who stands 6'3" tall, 170 pounds. Adam, how did the Lugnuts beat him?
Well, I think they've got to square up the pitches that he puts in the zone. Not a lot of hard contact in yesterday's game. Can they get big swings when he gives them opportunities, and can they be more aggressive and get guys on base today?
Well, can they?
That's the hope.
All right, first pitch of the ball game. Inside ball one underway at 6:36 p.m. to Brian Buelbas, right-handed batter to start us off. And here's the pitch. Line drive, base hit left field. How about that first start? Quickly over to play, it's Albert Fabian. Buelbas heads for second. Relay throw, the tag, he's safe. Bases umpire Littleton with the call. How about a hustle double for Buelbas? His 11th double of the year to open up the ball game.
First time leading off in 2024, he looks pretty darn good. And Jesse, I want to show you that even though you didn't ask me, I already had the star for spotlight hitter on Brian Buelbas, so you know I didn't cheat.
Brian Buelbas, our spotlight Lansing Lugnuts hitter. Adam Jacks is all over it.
I know the star doesn't play well on radio, but Jesse can confirm it's there.
It does. It plays great. Great for me. Here's Henry Bolte. Right-handed batter. Southpaw Haynes waits. Looks back. No score. First pitch. Off speed. Called a strike on the outside corner. Yesterday, Bolte in the series opener was 1-for-4 with a single. Single came his final at bat. Lugnuts as a team. Only collected 3 hits yesterday. Single and a double for C.J. Rodriguez. The Bolte single. That was it. Here's the 1-0. On the outside corner. Strike 2, I should say. No balls and 2 strikes on Bolte. Well, with that 1-for-4 yesterday, Bolte is now batting .277. Remember when his batting average was really low? Thing of the past. I'll look back. A second look, and then the pitch. Strike 3 called on the outside corner. Bolte gone on 3 straight offerings. 93-mile-an-hour fastball from Haynes. Now Jagger Haynes takes on Aribil Anales. RBI situation with Buelbas at second base following the double. No score, top of the first. Pickoff, though, into second base. It was delivered in late and high, and Buelbas back in. It was the second baseman, Cedeno, came pinching back. Chance for the Lugnuts to score early today. After the starting pitcher for Fort Wayne, Canales yesterday blanked them over the first 7 innings. Buelbas is dancing. The pitch is arriving. Strike called. Fastball at 91. Was weird, Adam. Pitch after pitch, you're thinking to yourself, well, this pitch is middle-middle. This is a fastball that the Lugnuts usually hit, and they couldn't touch it. I was talking to Grant Judkins earlier today about the pitcher's mound. And 0-1 from Haynes. Popped up, fouled back and out of play. And he said that the pitcher's mound here in Fort Wayne is probably the tallest in the league. And Lansing, it's probably the shortest in the league. And so the difference that affects the pitcher and how that affects the batter. I think that Lansing as a whole, yesterday's game, there were some adjustments that needed to be made for both the pitchers and the batters. An 0-2 pitch for Anales. Fouled up and away, right side, out of play. Fort Wayne looked at home and Lansing looked out of sorts.
Yeah, and that'll happen, you'd think. A new environment, new setting, new sight lines, kind of take a day or a game or two to get adjusted. So yesterday you take it on the chin, but you come back today and it's got to be a much better effort and hopefully a better result for the Lugnuts.
Aribio yesterday was 0-for-4. Again, an 0-2 pitch on its way. Line drive pulled foul into the netting, then bouncing toward the Lugnuts pen. We stay 0-2. Hey, Ribial was one of the Lugnuts batters who terrorized Lake County. I mean, what Angeles and Buelbas and Bolte did to the captain's pitchers over and over and over again. Again, the 0-2. Chopper hit beyond the pitcher. Second baseman Cedeno grabs back of second. The sidewind to first in time. Angeles retired. Buelbas to third. Two outs.
Well, you're hoping that would be the Henry Bolte at bat to move Angeles, or check that, move Buelbas over to third. But either way, Angeles does it. You got a guy that has been excellent this year to try and knock him in.
You're right, though, because Bolte struck out. That ground out gets Buelbas over to third, but it's two outs for Will Simpson. So it's up to Simpson to deliver Buelbas. Scoreless in the first, full windup in the pitch. Up and away, ball one. Okay, this is where my silliness kicks in. Lefty going full windup, steal home. Just got a great start at third base. There's a right-handed batter. The catcher can't see you. Here's the pitch. Simpson swings and misses way out in front. A ball and a strike. Have you ever seen a straight steal of home?
Yeah. Love to see it again. Give it a go.
Buelbas, great speed at third. A 1-1 break even. Up high to Simpson. Simpson had some good-looking swings yesterday. He grounded to third, and he flied to left, flied to center, and flied to right. So at the very least, you can say he used the full field. But he didn't reach base, and that's unusual for him. The pitch from Haynes. Off the outside corner, and the count has gone to 3-1. So if Will reaches, that would bring up the number 5 hitter, Colby Halter. One of the best batting eyes in the league. The pitch from Haynes. Down and in, ball four. Simpson on his 28th walk drawn in 34 games. And the Lugnuts have runners at first and third.
Well, again, you said it. Not many base runners yesterday. Not many opportunities to score. This is much better today. Two runners on, and now can you capitalize with two outs?
Just a good start right from Brian Buelbas to say, hey, guys, let's supercharge things. Bolte struck out, Angeles grounded out, Buelbas to third, Simpson walks. Can Colby Halter put the Lugnuts into the lead? Simpson is an able base-stealing threat at first. Lefty to lefty. Haynes to Halter, hang on. Pitch clock infraction. Ball one. I think that Haynes was looking over at Simpson too long. Whenever I see a pitch clock infraction, Adam, I think, is the pitcher's mind in the right spot? And can the Lugnuts take advantage? The 1-0 for Halter. Fouled up and away, over the screen, bouncing off the area up here and then down below.
Well, here's the good news for Fort Wayne. Lansing doesn't have many lefties. They only have one lefty in the lineup today, and it's the guy that's up now trying to deliver the first run of the game with two outs.
Yeah, Johnny Butler the day off. The pitch, Halter takes a called strike, fastball at 92 at the letters. Halter continues his streak of playing in every single Lugnuts game. Today is game number 41, batting 229. The pitch from Haynes, thrown away, 2-2. Making Jagger Haynes work a little bit. Haynes has allowed 3 homers this year. Here's the stat you never want to see as a pitcher. He has walked more than he struck out, 19-15. He brings the 2-ball, 2-strike pitch. Halter takes ball 3 low and away. Yesterday, it just never felt like the Lugnuts offense had a chance. They were going down strike 1, strike 2. And Manuel Pinales was putting them away. Buelbas at third, Simpson at first. Simpson will be in motion with his 3-2 with two outs. No score in the first inning. A throw over to first base. Buelbas started for home. First baseman Dorshing stares him back into third. He went halfway to the plate and then thought better of it. 3-2. A full count pitch from Haynes. Swing and a miss. Got him with the off speed. Side retired. Two strikeouts for Haynes to offset the double and the walk. Two runners left on. Going to the bottom of the first inning, advancing nothing. Fort Wayne is coming up against Mitch Myers.
Imagine the hospital experience. There's a constant parade of serious doctors, countless tests, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine you're a child. This is why Starlight exists. Starlight programs help kids in the hospital cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Fort Wayne is coming up now. Kai Murphy, the right fielder, leading off. Ethan Salas, the DH, batting second. Batting third in center field, Homer Bush Jr. Left fielder Albert Fabian cleans up with the shortstop Jay Beshears batting fifth. Batting sixth, the catcher Anthony Villar. Heading seventh, third baseman Devin Ortiz. Batting eighth, the first baseman Griffin Dorshing. And hitting ninth, second baseman Norwillian Cedeno. Murphy, Salas, Bush Jr. Fabian, Beshears, Villar. Ortiz, Dorshing, Cedeno against the right-hander Mitch Myers. Adam, hang tight. Myers fires. Kaya Murphy takes ball one outside. Now your spotlight tin cap.
Yeah, I'm going to go with the youngster. First home run yesterday. Been a slower start to 2024, but still got to keep an eye on Ethan Salas.
Swing and a miss by Kai Murphy. Ball and a strike. 91 miles an hour and by him. Kai Murphy yesterday, he homered. And he drew two walks, and he scored a run. Now two home runs this season. Batting 240 through 35 games. The windup by Myers, the pitch. A chopper hit to the second baseman, Halter. Scoops, plants, throws him out at first base. Well, that's different than yesterday.
Seems great, Jesse.
Adam, you showed up. All is well.
Well, we'll wait and see. We got eight more innings.
Danny Bautista Jr. at first, Kobe Halter at second, Aribil Anales, the shortstop, Derek Salums at third, C.J. Rodriguez, the catcher, Masterman in left, Wilbos in center, Bolting in right. The pitch to Ethan Salas. Up high, ball one.
But you know, I gave you one job, Jesse. One job.
One job. Didn't do it.
Don't get blown out.
Yeah.
Didn't even say don't lose.
Yeah. Didn't do it. 1-0. Outside corner, strike called. Good fastball. Salas yesterday as the starting catcher. He homered, he singled, he walked, he scored two runs. The pitch. Drilled out to center field for Brian Wilbos to his right, reaches up to make the catch. Oh, beautifully done. Like a guy running down a frisbee in a game of Ultimate.
Well, I wonder if that's going to be a norm tonight, Jesse, because it's 15-mile-an-hour winds, and they're blowing directly out to center. So initially, Wilbos is running exactly parallel to his right there, and then that ball took off, and he had to go back quickly, reach up, and he saved it from getting over his head, but that wind is firing.
Here's Homer Bush Jr. taking a called strike from Myers. Mitchell Myers is one out away from a perfect first inning. Righty to righty. Inside. The way that Homer Bush Jr. stands over the plate, he's 6 feet, 3 inches tall and lanky. Stands back from the dish, but then he bends over it. The pitch fouled back under the screen. So his left elbow is basically in the strike zone. And yesterday, not coincidentally, he was hit by a pitch for the fifth time this year. He was plunked in the very first inning by Jake Garland. Two outs, nobody on, no score. Bush Jr. steps back, the fastball up and in.
I got something to say. His name is what?
Homer Bush Jr.
How many of those does he have?
He's got zero. The pitch. A line drive foul down the right side. We called him Single Bush Jr. yesterday.
I mean, the one rule, you can't have no homers with that as your first name, young man. 37 games in.
Dude's got 31 singles, two doubles. No homers for Homer. The 2-2. Fouled straight back. It's a very short, chopping sort of stroke. You can see where Homer and Jacob Wilson got along at GCU in terms of two guys who tried desperately not to strike out.
Mm-hmm.
Put bat on the ball.
Great to have those two guys in the lineup at the same time.
Can you imagine? The pitch. A ground ball weakly hit down toward third. In comes Salome to grab. Those to first. One hop nod picked by Batista Jr. And the great base-stealing threat is on. Derek Salome, the last couple of opportunities he's had at him, it's like he's guiding the ball across and not ripping it over.
Yeah, he's got to put more pace on that. Even if Bautista catches that, that was going to be extremely close. And that's one of those, you can't aim it, you just got to throw it. You got to release it over there. You got to trust in yourself. And that was more of a timid throw there, and it cost the Lugnuts that perfect first frame.
Well, here's Albert Fabian. Bush not running, ground ball down to third. Redemption for Salome to Anales, the shortstop, with a force out at second. And that ends a scoreless first inning for Mitch Myers. By the way, if you were wondering, it did go down E5 for Derek Salome, and then immediately he gets the final out. So let's go to the second inning. It is Lansing and Fort Wayne, scoreless from Parkview Field.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families who need community, connection, and maybe a bit of magic. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today. We're with Liam after his fourth military move, when being new is starting to get old. We're with Tara during the holidays, when she misses home the most. We're with all service members and their families who need connection, comfort, and a home away from home. Are you with them? Learn more at USO.org today.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The lefty Jagger Haynes is ready for the top of the second inning. So is Adam Jaxa to my left. I'm Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Lansing Lugnuts, Batista Jr., Rodriguez, and Masterman coming up. On MLB TV, they're saying, know your foe. They've put up a whole list of Lansing Lugnuts facts. Franchise established in 1955 in Lafayette, Indiana. Haynes throws. Danny Batista Jr. grounds it on the left side, grabbed by Ortiz to his left. The third baseman's the first in time. One pitch, one gone. Nicely done by the former Virginia Cavalier, Devin Ortiz. I like that know your foe, Adam, that graphic.
That's good stuff.
You know who else is getting to know their foe? We have company here in the ballpark from Lansing, Michigan. Avery Cotell, Lansing Lugnuts team photographer, Bianca Cagey, the number two for Amanda Rich in social media and marketing. They're here. C.J. Rodriguez swings. First pitch elevated out to right. Murphy started back, and now under for the one-hand grab. Two pitches, two outs for Haynes.
All right, let's play everybody's favorite game. Don't swing on the first pitch, Cameron Masterman.
I think I saw someone say that there was a half inning that they saw that went four pitches. Out, out, single, out.
Hmm. Well, nothing you can do on that one.
First pitch, pitch number three, he swings and he fouls it off. He didn't win the game, but therefore he also didn't lose it. He's still alive.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, Cam Masterman. It looked hittable. And 0-1. He swings and grounds it foul left side. All four pitches have been swung at. Nothing in two.
Coming out hacking in this second inning.
Yes, sir. Ken, the number eight hitter, batting 198 through 32 games. Hands over the head, the windup, the pitch from Haynes. Swing and a miss, got him. Well, five pitches, five strikes. We go to the bottom of the second inning. At Fort Wayne, Lansing, no score.
I want you to imagine for a moment, you're in a hospital. You are the patient connected to an IV bag. There's a constant parade of serious doctors. Countless tests, endless pokes, and a serious diagnosis. Scary surgeries are followed by painful recoveries. You're in the hospital for days, weeks, months. Now imagine experiencing all of these things, and you're only a child. This is why Starlight exists, to bring happiness to hospitalized children through programs that help kids cope, build resilience, bolster confidence, and change their outlook. Programs like gaming, virtual reality headsets, toy deliveries, radio flyer wagons, and cozy hospital gowns are just a few of the ways Starlight eases a child's hospital stay. Because happiness matters. Visit starlight.org to learn more.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The bottom of the second inning will see Bashirs, Villar, and Ortiz. 5-6-7 batters in the order for Fort Wayne. They take on the right-hander out of Pitt, Mitch Myers. Mitch making his ninth appearance, his sixth start of the year. And the first inning, there was a tin capper reached on an error, Homer Bush Jr., but immediately erased. Fielder's choice ended the inning. The pitch to Jay Bashirs. Did not chase, the fastball was up. Ball one. No score. Lansing and Fort Wayne in game two of a six-game series. A deep breath from Mitch. The kick of the pitch. Outside corner, strike call. It's fun, Adam, that we could say either the pitch from Mitch or, you know I love this one. Here comes. One ball, one strike. Myers fires. Strike two called on the outside corner. If you don't know Adam Jackson, man loves to play with language.
Got him, man.
Man also loves to play pickleball. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Sit down, Jay Bashirs. First strikeout from Mitch Myers.
I brought the paddles for us, Jesse.
Yeah, you did. It'd be fun if we said that K was Mitch's middle initial. Mitchell K. Myers with the first K, but his middle initial is H. Mitchell Hilliard Myers faces Anthony Villar after the whiff of Bashirs. No score. The pitch. That missed for ball one. Myers maybe a little bit low. It was very close. Villar's the left-handed hitting catcher. Homered yesterday. The deal. Bounced foul at home. One ball and one strike. Fort Wayne yesterday wore their red jersey shirts, and today they have gone green. However, here's what we got going on. We got white sleeves, and tin caps across the front of the chest is in gold. Myers throws. Up and away. Two balls and a strike. We've got the gold number on the back, outlined in white on the green. I think that gold, Adam, is for the 15th anniversary.
It's a good look. Gold looks good.
Yeah. No, 2-1. Up and away. You mean to say that gold looks good paired with green?
Yeah, man.
Oh. You know, somebody should really take that and run with it.
Mm-hmm. Maybe a club in Oakland.
Yeah.
Five colors for the tin caps.
A 3-1. Ground ball foul right side. Count is full. All right, so we've got green. We've got red. We've got, like, a tinnish silver.
That's it. Forest green, red, tin, black, and white.
Okay. Okay.
Straight up on their wiki page, Jesse.
But they don't mention gold. 3-2. A ground ball pushed to the second baseman. Halter to his right. He fields. He throws to first in time. Two outs.
So they've got six colors.
All right, let's see what the Lugnuts have listed for our official colors on Wikipedia.
It's got to be red, black, and white, right?
Red and silver, and I'm done. That's it. It's over. Red and silver. That's all that's listed.
Okay.
I don't know, man.
Make a wiki update.
Here's Devin Ortiz. He takes a called strike from Mitch. Yeah. And that also doesn't take into account that the Lugnuts change colors when wearing the Copa identity, the Locos. The pitch, fastball inside. Two outs, nobody on. Myers looks for the perfect second inning. Lugnuts and Caps, no score. Ortiz batting seven. The pitch, smacked on the right side, through base hit right field. Halter gave a dive, but to no avail. Fed in by the right fielder, Bolte. Two out single for Ortiz.
Well, it was hit hard, but if Halter is standing in his normal second base position, he gets that ball, but they had him shaded up the middle, and that's why that ball gets through. Just kind of how it works sometimes.
So now Griffin Dorsching. The pitch. Strike called inside corner. What rhymes with Dorsching? I'm coming up empty. Runner at first, two outs, no score. The deal. High pop up right side. First baseman Batista Jr. Fairground called off. It's Halter makes the catch at second. Boy, Danny Batista Jr. wasn't even close.
Ring the Dorsching, ding ding.
And the inning is over. Let's go to the third inning. Adam Jackson, the genius, will have the call. No score, Lugnuts and Caps.
Today's world is hectic, and sometimes as parents, we need a little help. And we get it. Our kids prefer to hang out with their digital babysitter, where social media is their best friend. Companies like TikTok, Instagram, and YouTube promise entertainment and connection, but spread isolation and despair. To them, our kids are just dollar signs. For hours a day, social media sells our children's minds to the highest bidder, no matter the human cost. We would never let a real-life babysitter introduce our kids to racists, conspiracy theorists, or women haters. We wouldn't let a babysitter show our children violence or give them drugs. But social media companies do this every day, making billions of dollars by feeding our kids content that damages their mental health and self-esteem. So before we hand our kids off to the digital babysitter, just remember that social media is addictive and profitable by design. These companies don't care, and Congress won't act. So it's up to us. We at the Center for Countering Digital Hate are fighting for change to make sure someone holds these companies accountable. Join us at protectingkidsonline.org.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Hello there from Fort Wayne, Indiana at Parkview Field. No score as we bring you back to the top of the third. Derek Salome takes the first pitch up and outside. Ball one. Lugnuts trying to even this series tonight at one game apiece. Facing Jagger Haynes. A lefty kicks and throws. Lifted out to center field, but staying up there for Bush Jr. on a line. One down. Well hit right there by Salome. He squared it up. But that thing was right to the center fielder. So Lansing one time through the order, struck out three times, walked once, and doubled. That double coming from Brian Buelbas. Brian Buelbas leading off for the first time this season in game 41. The pitch, swing and a foul tip, strike one. Asked him before the game, said, are you excited to lead off? Big smile on his face. Oh, yeah. Guy gets to come up the most. A leadoff spot. Trout be the table setter for the Nuts offense that scored just one run last night. The pitch, that's down low. One ball, one strike.
It's such a pleasure to see him having so much more fun, because each of the last 2 years, he ran into Midwest League frustrations. And now we're seeing what he's really capable of.
And he's been capable of a lot. 267 average to start. The pitch, it's kickback foul. Two balls. One ball, two strikes. Slugging 487. The OBP is up around 385. He's been hitting home runs. Seven, or make that six this year. One behind Bolte. The pitch, swing and a miss. He chased the fastball outside. Fourth strikeout for Jagger Haynes. So Lugnuts having some issues with the fifth round selection in 2020. He was signed to go to North Carolina. I guess committed to go to North Carolina, but ended up signing with the Padres out of West Columbus High School. The pitch home. Henry Bolte, weakly hit to short, but Shears has it, shuffles, throws to first. Bolte, oh, he just got beat. That was close. Bolte rips off his helmet, and he's got some words for Tatum Littleton. He didn't think that he was out there at first base, and I didn't think so either, but that is going to do it for the third. Lansing goes down 1-2-3, bottom three next, no score in Fort Wayne.
Many of our U.S. veterans and service members face challenges. Mental health struggles, housing obstacles, employment, food insecurity, and social isolation, to name just a few. I'm Bob Woodruff. My family and I started the Bob Woodruff Foundation in 2006 after I sustained a life-threatening injury while reporting from Iraq. Our service members had my back that day, and we need to have theirs now more than ever. At the Bob Woodruff Foundation, we raise awareness about the tough challenges veterans and military families face, and invest in solutions to help support them in the next chapter of their lives. And with one solution comes the next. We solve a housing situation, we increase employment opportunities. We solve employment problems, we address food insecurity. We solve food insecurity, we impact physical and mental health issues. Learn more about our work at bobwoodruffoundation.org/success.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
All right, back to Parkview Field. Lansing and Fort Wayne scoreless in game two of six this week down here in the Summit City. Appreciate you stopping by. Lansing and Fort Wayne battling in an 83-degree evening. It's supposed to be 80s all week long. Lead us right into Memorial Day. So they'll play on Sunday at 6:30. So all week long getting going. Coming up on an hour into this one, moving along. Mitch Myers starts the third inning. First pitch fastball outside corner, strike one to Nwillian Cedeno. Cedeno, the last one to come up for the first time in those gold batting gloves. The pitch lifted out to shallow center field, dropping, and it's down in front of Brian Buelbas. Base hit. Just enough to kick it over the top of Angeles, who was shaded up the middle. and dunk down. Second single. So the first time through the order for Fort Wayne, two singles, a strikeout, and one time reaching on an error.
Adam, by the way, I did my research. Yes, he is the only Norwillian to play professional baseball.
Oh, it's a great name. Kai Murphy, bouncing ball foul, first base side. I tell you what, you can't miss Cedeno on the bases. He's got the oven mitt that he slid on. It is a traditional hot pink.
Oh, yeah.
Extra hot. You can't miss it down there on his left arm. I know that doesn't work for you all on the radio, but trust us, it is bright.
It's like if Barbie was a base-stealing threat.
Well, yes. Yes, it is. Is it Barbie Land? That's where he should go? Throw back to first to check on him. He slides in with the offhand. Now his right hand, yes, counterproductive. Doesn't have any protection on it, no glove or anything. Tell me how that works.
It doesn't. The point of the oven mitt is to reach out for the base with that, and that way you don't hurt your fingers.
The 0-1 pitch. Lifted out to left field, and that is tailing foul towards the bullpen.
I like that Garrett Irvin was the last person to realize that ball was coming right at him.
He kicked up his leg, and that was pretty much it there. It was his right leg. Just moved it out of the way. Danny Bautista holds Cedeno on at first. No score. Bottom three. Myers throws home. Fastball jumps outside. Kai Murphy, the lefty. We told you for Lansing, just one left-handed bat in the lineup. That's Colby Halter. Now Fort Wayne has four. They've also got a switch hitter. That's Cedeno, who's at first base. The pitch home. Down low. Good to have diversity in the order.
I mean, it's beautiful symmetry. Four lefties, four righties, and one guy who can do either one.
As Jesse would say, aesthetically pleasing.
Like on the scorecard when you're writing in red and black and blue.
I have taken that from you this year. Pitch home. This is a soft looper towards second. One hop, it's caught by Halter. He throws to Bautista. Bautista throws to second low. And sliding into the tag from Angeles is Cedeno. It's a double play that goes 4-3-6 backwards, but it still works all the same for two outs to clear the bases.
That is a helpless feeling for Norwillian Cedeno to have no idea whether you should go back or forward.
And it was a smart play by Halter because he easily just could have gone to second, but he's facing first. Murphy's got great speed, so he gets the out there and trusts the tag at second. The pitch. In on the hands, looped to Bautista, backs up, makes the catch, and that'll do it. So a double play and a line out after a base hit from Cedeno. The wind is whipping. Danny Bautista running into the dugout just lost his lid, but there's no score. We're off to the fourth here at Parkview Field.
Leon, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking you questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Come on, Dad. There's nothing like a Michigan summer. Whether enjoying one of our many summer festivals, a gathering on the lake, or a trip to wine country, Michigan has thousands of licensed establishments to help prepare and even host your next summertime celebration. So have fun, but know your limits and the limits of your guests. Have a designated driver available when necessary. Live, work, and play safe this summer.
A public service message from the Michigan Liquor Control Commission.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, off to the fourth already we go. Speeding along, no score between the Tin Caps and the Lugnuts at Parkview Field. Appreciate you stopping in on Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. Aribio Angeles, Will Simpson, Colby Halter coming up. Angeles, the former Fort Wayne Tin Cap, former San Diego Padre before he was traded to the A's. Steps in from the right side, the lefty Haynes fires home. Launched out to left field on a line and caught. Fabian came over, had enough time to get there. Another big swing from the nuts that is right at a Tin Cap outfielder. So with one out, here comes Will Simpson, DHing tonight. That average is up over 315, slugging over 500, and the OBP sits at 450. Good numbers for the righty. Open stance, the lefty comes home. Fastball poured in, a little bit wide, ball one. No score down here, Parkview Field, beautiful stadium, still one of the newer parks in the Midwest League. Opened in 2009, Fort Wayne's lone Midwest League championship year. The pitch, that's down low. Two balls, no strikes. He's actually looking it up today. These are things Jesse, you know, seasoned Midwest League veteran, he already knows, but Fort Wayne, the oldest team in the Midwest League, the oldest franchise. Pitch home. Breaking ball, dots the inside corner. Strike one. Fort Wayne dates back to the league's beginning as the Illinois State League, starting in 1947. Pitches on the inside corner, two balls, two strikes.
Hang on, they're not in Illinois.
Correct, but you know that was the start. It's like Lansing; they weren't always in Lansing.
It's like our good friend Sean Mernon is with Northwest Arkansas in the Texas League, which is not all based in Texas.
Yeah. Sometimes it doesn't make sense, but we're going to try and make it make sense.
Right.
2-2 pitch. Swinging a bouncing ball fair. Third base side. Couple of low hops. Ortiz has it. Fires to first. And out is Simpson. Jesse, this is where I'm going to need your help.
Okay.
Because these are the cities that the team was in before Fort Wayne. The first one, Mattoon.
Yes.
M-A-T-T-O-O-N, Illinois, as the Mattoon Indians. Then in 1958, the team moved to Keokuk, Iowa, K-E-O-K-U-K. Keokuk?
I think it's Keokuk.
Okay, Keokuk. There were five seasons there. Pitch home, swinging a tapper foul from Colby Halter. And then they became they were the Keokuk Cardinals there. And then it was based in Wisconsin Rapids, Wisconsin, and Kenosha, Wisconsin, before they came to Fort Wayne. So I guess just those two.
Yeah, and that's why they were the Illinois League.
The pitch, that's fouled back. No balls, two strikes on Colby Halter. No score in the top of the fourth in game two at Parkview Field.
Right, so all the teams were in Illinois, and then they branched out, and then 3i League, Illinois, Iowa, Indiana. And they became a little bit of an eastern outpost out here.
They were originally with the Twins. Pitch home. Fastball down low. So pretty remarkable to think that they are the oldest franchise in the Midwest League, but they've only been affiliated with two teams, the Twins and then the Padres, since 1999. They moved to Fort Wayne in 93 and adopted the name Wizards. This pitch is popped up in the air and back into the seats. Means one ball, two strikes. So good longevity and stability, staying as the same couple of major league teams, the Twins and the Padres. And of course, in 2009 is when they moved here to Parkview Field. Pitch home. Hard hit, caught. Bent over, Dorsheen grabs it at first base. And that does it for the Nuts. So they have a couple of line outs and a ground out. And still, Lansing has no runs, just one hit, one walk. Bottom four coming up next. No score in Fort Wayne.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Jesse Goldberg-Strassler. Here's Adam Jaxa.
Oh, we love hearing the great tone of Ken Korak, one of the best. The voice on the radio side for the Oakland Athletics. Big win for the Athletics. Ended an eight-game slide yesterday against the Rockies. And the Lugnuts trying to end a two-game slide as we bring you back to the bottom of the fourth. No score as we've moved along here. Coming up on an hour in down in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Homer Bush Jr. leads off against Mitch Myers. He's given up just two singles. Walked one. That has been it. So righty-righty to open up this fourth inning. Homer Bush Jr. batting third. Reached on the E5 from Salom. Pitch home. Whacked out up in the air to left field. Masterman over to his left, shading back towards the track, and he makes the catch. Had to turn around and take a couple of footsteps quickly as that ball kept carrying, but it is the first out. Again, if you're just joining us, the wind is whipping heavily, 15 miles an hour directly to center field. So those balls up in the air, they're carrying. Albert Fabian coming to the plate. Reached on a fielder's choice in his first at-bat. The pitch home. Fastball outside. Jesse, you're eating popcorn, so I'm going to ask this rhetorical question.
Yeah.
Oh, there he is. The pitch. He's a shot the other way. Weakly hit, one hop to Anales. It's short, fires to first, two outs.
Boy, this game is rushing.
It is, so I'm trying to rush in trivia. My first question, did you do trivia last night?
Oh, yeah, I did.
Really?
Yes.
So you did trivia and sixth inning slang. Look at you.
Did it all. Called the 12-1 loss.
This guy.
Everything.
Well, the last part wasn't as good, but you did it all. Here's Jay Bashir's. The pitch. Ooh, that comes in. Buzzes the top of his head. Back out of way. Ball one.
Wait, hang on. So the question yesterday was Homer Bush Sr. Homer Bush the first. What did he have in common with the Lansing Lugnuts?
Well, he used to play for the Nuts.
Ding, ding, ding.
The pitch. That's in there. Strike one. Did I know that? No, but Jesse told me earlier. He didn't tell me that was the trivia question.
It's an open book test.
But I just want to be honest with you. The pitch. That's in there. Strike two. I guess I better hurry up here with two outs. Your question tonight. Lansing has struggled in Fort Wayne over recent years. When is the last time they won a series here in Fort Wayne? Pitch home, check swing, and that's fouled off towards the netting. And here's the thing. You don't have to get too specific. If you want to go month, if you wanted to go date, you can, but I'm just looking for the year. When was the last year Lansing won a series here in Fort Wayne? The pitch, that's outside. Two balls, two strikes. It's peculiar because Fort Wayne, for the most part, they've been sitting towards the bottom of the league, but they have played Lansing tough. The pitch, swing and a miss. Mitch Myers with a tough pitch right there, slides it away from Jay Bashir's. And we are through four quickly, under an hour. We're off to the fifth inning, no score. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler returns right after this.
What grows in the forest? Trees? Sure. Know what else grows in the forest? Our imagination, our sense of wonder, and our family bonds grow too. Because when we disconnect from this and connect with this, we reconnect with each other and build family memories we will carry with us forever. The forest is closer than you think. Find a forest near you and start exploring at discovertheforest.org. It's easy. Just put in your zip code to find family-friendly outdoor destinations near you. you'll also find guides to free activities, games, and amazing forest facts. Give the magic of the outdoors to your kids and reconnect with your family. Find a forest near you at discovertheforest.org. That's discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
The Same House was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The Same House, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
Hi, this is Jenny Kavner, voice of the A's on NBC Sports California. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball.
Well, 43 pitches, 31 strikes for Jagger Haynes. 46 pitches, 32 strikes for Mitch Myers. We're going into the fifth inning. No score, Haynes and Myers, and it's a fine pitcher's duel so far. The lefty Haynes takes on Batista Jr., followed by Rodriguez and Masterman. He deals. Ball one up and away to Danny Batista Jr. 0-for-1 with a ground out to the third baseman. Lugnuts have been swinging early and often at his stuff. The kick and the pitch. A ground ball pulled foul wide of third. And right past the interim acting manager, Steve Scarsone. And they're giving him grief. Hey, Scar, why didn't you try to field that ball? Craig Conklin away on his predetermined break. Haynes deals. Line shot left field. Back goes Fabian. Jumping up off his glove and then down to the ground of the warning track. Batista Jr. jets around second. On his way for third. Fabian is hurt as Danny slides in safely with a triple. Albert Fabian is writhing around in pain right in front of the warning track. The athletic trainer Lauren Gottschall is on her way out along with the manager Mike Daly. Oh, man, it is Danny Batista Jr.'s third triple of the year. A laser. It went all the way back to the wall. Fabian went jumping up. The ball skimmed off the top of his glove. And then how he hit the wall and how he came down, it was awkward. It is the Lugnuts' first base hit since Brian Guelbas led off the ball game with a double. Lansing leads the Midwest League now with 18 triples, but the whole ballpark's eyes are on the injured left fielder, Fabian, the man who has hit, not just home runs, he's hit grand slams in two consecutive games, and he does not want to put any weight on his left leg. They are checking his knee. The center fielder, Homer Bush Jr., is keeping his respectful distance. Lauren Gottschall is trying to help Fabian to his feet. Now they help him up. He puts his arm around her. He reached out to put his arm around his manager. And then his manager walked away to collect his glove. No, he cannot put any weight right now on that left foot.
Just crazy. It's like his foot got jammed into the wall or something when he was going to try and catch it. That's brutal.
They have paused and taking him off the field. They are looking to see if there's a better avenue. What can they do? Do they need a cart? All right, both of his arms now are around the manager and the athletic trainer, and they're bringing him out of the corner as a shorter distance. We are going to need a new Fort Wayne Tin Caps outfielder. My suspicion is we'll see Tyler Robinson come in. Number 11 out of Montgomery, Alabama. But if you're Homer Bush Jr., or if you're the right fielder Kai Murphy, watching your injured teammate depart on the far side of the field, what a fluke play, Adam.
You hate to see that. I mean, I know there's injuries, it's a long season, but he's trying to make an outstanding catch. He nearly had the catch, too. That's what's even more frustrating for him. One, he drops it at the end. Two, he gets injured. And, gosh, you hope that it's not anything severe.
Lucas Dunn has emerged from the dugout. No, it is Robertson. Beg your pardon. Number 11, Robertson, is coming out. Adam, here's the replay for you.
Let's see what we got. Yeah, that right foot, it was in the air, and then it slammed off the wall, and that's the one that he's favoring. So kind of unique that he put the right foot up in the air, but it crashed in the wall, and Jesse and I aren't doctors. We just are hoping that he's okay, because that's a tough spill right there that he just took.
I think the left leg just buckled, too.
Yeah.
Just all that weight coming down on the left leg. So, runner third and nobody out for the Lugnuts. C.J. Rodriguez is the batter. Third baseman in, first pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. Off speed from Haynes. And if you're C.J., your eyes are big right now, aren't they?
Well, he's the guy that drove in the only run yesterday. Get him started again today.
Chance to give the Lugnuts the game's first lead. No score, the pitch, down and away. One ball and one strike.
By the way, add another tab to the third base, or the triples for the Nuts this year, leading the league.
18. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. Breaking ball down and in. Four triples leads the league. That's A. Rebill Amales. And you've got Will Simpson and Danny Bautista Jr. with three, tied for second. The Lugnuts have only allowed five triples as a team. It's a 1-2 pitch from Haynes. Rodriguez swings and taps it out in front of the plate. Bautista Jr. stays put. It's the catcher Villar who throws to first in time. Throw went into the baseline, snatched back by Dorshing. At number one, CJ can't bring in his teammate. Still scoreless, Cameron Masterman coming up.
Yeah, I wondered if maybe we would see Danny Bautista Jr. start to creep down the line with Villar throwing to first, but he stays put, hoping that Masterman can drive him in. Best play there, you said it. Dorshing reaching across in front of Rodriguez somehow made that catch.
Cam Masterman struck out on three pitches his first time. Infielders all the way in. Left field to righty. Lofted it out to left field and dropping down for a base hit in front of Robertson. He drops it, he picks it up, he wings it in. Bautista Jr. scores. RBI single, Cameron Masterman. Lugnuts 1, Fort Wayne nothing in the fifth inning.
Great work by the Lugnuts to get their first lead of the series. A triple from Bautista Jr. to get it started. And then Masterman, who's been up and down this year, trying to find his swing. Big time right there to left field to knock in the run.
Masterman yesterday at his 18-game on-base streak come to an end. Derek Salome shows bunt, pulls back, actually went too far. That's a strike. Throw in to first base. Masterman back in. Salome lined out hard to the center fielder, Bush Jr., his first time. Question now. Lansing is led. The Lugnuts just took the lead. Can they build upon it? A throw over the tag. Masterman safe. Right, is the ice broken? We're about to see the lineup flip over for a third time. Will they solve Jagger Haynes?
Well, Jesse, I think the ice is broken. They've been playing together for 40 games now.
That's a good point. Here's the 0-1. Popped him up on the right side. Second baseman Cedeno rushes toward Dorshing, calls him off, makes the catch. Masterman stuck at first base. Two outs. The frustrating thing for Jagger Haynes this year is that he has just not been a strikeout pitcher. But he has whipped four through three, make that 4 2/3 innings. He has only allowed three hits. He's only walked one. The command has been much better for the young lefty. Haynes to Brian Guelabas, 1-2 with a double and a strikeout. 1-0 Lugnuts in the fifth inning. Lefty to righty. Up and inside, ball one. I'm still thinking about the icebreaker. How would you, if you ran a professional sports franchise, organize a good icebreaker?
dunk tank.
Yeah. The set. A look at Masterman. A hold. Out of throw to first. Masterman back in. Dorsing nearly fell on him. Don't want that. Griffin Dorsing is 6'4", 251 pounds. Speaking of that, the tugboat has arrived in the Midwest League. Matt Tugboat Wilkinson, 6'1", 270, to Lake County. 1-0. Swing and a miss. Strike one for Brian Welbas.
Legend, man. What a name.
Do you want to make the tugboat sound? He has been sensational. Strikeout machine down in single A for Lynchburg. Just called up to the MWL. Masterman runs, a throw over by Haynes. Dorsing fires down, Sedanio's tag in time. 1-4-3. Pickoff, caught stealing, side retired. But Masterman singles in Batista Jr., who tripled to left to open up the inning. And as we go to the bottom of the fifth inning, it's the Lugnuts 1. The Tin Caps, nothing. Halfway to the house. We're the tugboat in the same league.
The same house was founded to create greater economic mobility and build stronger communities through social connection. Join us at thesamehouse.org to learn more. The same house, same city, worlds apart. Let's bridge the gap.
What I know about courage, I learned from my adoptive mom. She said sometimes you just gotta hold on and know we'll get through this.
Mom, we are so high up. Hold my hand.
No, you hold my hand.
Here we go.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more.
I learned patience from my adoptive dad. All he had to say was,
"Hey, you got this. Just breathe." Hey, we're pretty good.
Yeah.
Might have to start a band.
I got it.
Learn about adopting a teen from foster care. You can't imagine the reward. Visit AdoptUSKids.org to find out more. This message is brought to you by AdoptUSKids, the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, and the Ad Council.
This is Vince Cotronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
One nothing Lugnuts lead. Mitch Myers back to work. Fouled back into the screen. Strike one. Anthony Villar. Batista Jr.'s triple and Cam Masterman's RBI single, putting the Lugnuts on top. Mitch Myers against Villar, Ortiz, and Dorsing in the last of the fifth inning. A ground ball down toward third, backhanded by Salome. Long throw, and Danny couldn't handle it on a hop at first. Anthony Villar is on. It's the second time today that Derek Salome's throw to first base has one hopped in. Danny Batista Jr. was unable to take it in cleanly. Caught him in the breadbasket.
Most errors in the league for the Nuts. It's something they've got to get better at because those are little mistakes in a close one-run game that can come back to get you.
Davin Ortiz now. He lifts the first pitch foul out of play to the right side. Adam, did you see that the Lugnuts have released the bobblehead lineup in 2024?
Whoa.
Yeah.
I did not see that.
This is official.
Let's hear it.
The Lugnuts 2024 bobbleheads.
Drum roll, please.
There are three of them. The pitch. Line drive back to the middle of base in the center field for Ortiz. Villar around second. Stops right there. Welbas's throw comes into shortstop. Devin Ortiz is 2-for-2 with two singles. Two on, nobody out for Fort Wayne. Down by a run. Here comes the response. All right. First, on June the 14th, Jordan Diaz. A Jordan Diaz bobblehead. On July the 20th, a Tyler Soderstrom bobblehead.
Oh, yeah.
And on August the 3rd, Copa, Sugar Skull pitching bobblehead. Last year was the Sugar Skull hitter. Here's the pitch. Fouled up and away right side, strike one, Griffin Dorshing. So it's gone E5, and then the single. Villard second, Ortiz at first. Mitch Myers in his first real threat of the game. In the first inning with two outs, the Salome throwing error erased. In the second inning with two outs, a single, stranded. There's the pitch, fouled away right side. 0-2 on Dorshing. In the third inning, leadoff single for Cedeno, eliminated on a double play ball. Fourth inning, perfect. Now the fifth. And you know that Myers would love to get a ground ball here from Dorshing. 0-1 with a pop out to second. Strikeout wouldn't be so bad, would it? 0-2 pitch from Mitch. On its way. High fastball, didn't chase. 0-1.
Going back to the bobbleheads.
Yes, Diaz Soderstrom, the Sugar Skull.
With Diaz, I think of something very specific, Jesse. What do you think of when you think of Jordan Diaz?
His very first at-bat against the Fort Wayne Tin Caps.
First swing.
Ball one outside, or I should say ball two outside to Dorshing.
That was a home run to Home Run Hill.
It was his first swing, wasn't it?
Yeah, but it was also first at-bat, first swing, home run, left field, and we're like, yeah, this guy's going to fit in just fine.
Here comes the break even. That missed from Myers.
Well.
I mean, that to my mind is a pretty good pitch at the knees on the outside corner.
Yep.
And he didn't get the call. So the count is full. 3 balls and 2 strikes. Oof. Gonna go back to that Diaz homer. But first, 2-1. Nobody out. Protecting the 1-0 lead. Payoff pitch is low and away. He walks Dorshing and the bases are loaded with nobody out. And Fort Wayne has hit a grand slam in 3 straight games. I think that's what everybody in the ballpark is thinking right now. Can they make it 4?
How many people in the ballpark do you think know that they've hit a home run in three or a grand slam in 3 straight games?
37.
We'll set the over-under at 37.
I will take the over. What do you got?
I'm going to say about, are we counting staff?
No, no, we're talking fans.
I'm going to say like 25.
Okay. Now, William Cedeno has 2 home runs this year. The switch hitter batting left. Myers fires. Line drive foul off the screen down the left side. Strike one. When I think back with the Jordan Diaz home run, speaking of home runs, it was our introduction to the Oakland A's. You and I, Adam, were getting our first look at this organization.
2021.
This guy Max Schumann seems to be okay. A strike one pitch outside. The Lugnuts early on that year went here to Fort Wayne. And Adam and I were calling the games from Lansing from the conference room. Jordan Diaz homered in 4 straight games here at Parkview Field.
Oh, I do remember that.
Dorshing, Ortiz, Villar filling the bags. The pitch, swing and a miss. And the count is 1-2.
Tyler Soderstrom, you probably think of the epic, what was it, a 3-run shot? Walk-off?
He had the walk-off grand slam to beat Dayton. And then the 3-run walk-off on the 4th of July to beat Great Lakes. Myers is 1-2. Cedeno pops it foul off the hands over our heads on the rooftop. And then down out of the seats. Myers has only struck out 2 batters. Both times, Jay Beshears in the 2nd and in the 4th. Protecting the 1-0 lead, last of the 5th. Nobody out. Man at every back. He deals. Fly ball slicing to left. Cam Masterman in. It falls for a base hit. He bare hands. He quickly gets it in, but they go station to station. An RBI single for Cedeno. Villar is in, and we're tied 1-1.
Well, the problem with all of that, it's the bottom of the order. So still nobody out. First 4 reach because of an error and because of a tough non-strike 3 call. And now you're in the woods because you go back to the top of the card.
Kai Murphy. Ortiz at third, Dorshing at second, Cedeno at first. Now, Dorshing at second does not run well, so a base hit to the outfield would not likely score two. The pitch to Murphy, low, ball one. And I'm telling you, these pitches aren't that poor for Myers. He has just not been in the zone for Rafael Pineda. Pineda's zone, different from Tatum Littleton's zone yesterday. The pitch, that's high. It's in the shadow zone. It's just not in the strike zone.
Did Littleton have a little zone or a bigger zone?
Inconsistent.
A Littleton zone or a Biggleton?
It was an inconsistent zone. 2-0, up and away. I think it was Joe Maddon who said of an umpire zone, my problem was that it was amorphous.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. The pitch. Murphy takes a called strike on the outside corner. Amorphous, lacking definite form, having no specific shape. You want your strike zone to have a good shape. Three balls and a strike. No place to put them.
I wouldn't be surprised if Murphy takes this one, too.
Third baseman Salome off his line and in. The pitch. He swings away and lifts it foul off the left side. Just back of the Lugnuts pen. 3-2.
Quadruple play is in play, Jesse.
You know, have I told you about the situation here in Fort Wayne when I wanted to see four outs and I was ready to climb out of the booth to make it happen? Payoff. Ground ball foul right side. So the Fort Wayne Tin Caps had one out. They had runners at first and third. And there was a fly ball hit in a right field, and a right fielder made a diving catch. Both runners from first and from third base broke immediately. The runner from first was already around second. The runner from third had scored. And we threw back into first base and doubled him off for out three. That pitch is high. It's ball four. And Myers has walked in the go-ahead run. Devin Ortiz comes across. Myers fires four scoreless innings. Two runs in. First five batters have reached here on the bottom of the fifth inning. Don Schulze is heading out to the mound. Dorshing to third, he walked. Cedeno to second, he had the RBI single. And Kai Murphy on at first with the RBI walk. Ethan Salas is coming up. So Adam, here's your situation. With this spot from that earlier time in Fort Wayne. First and third, fly ball right field. Right fielder makes the catch. That was out number two. We threw it back into first base to double off the runner. He was off the bag. Out number three. However, the runner from third had just rushed in, had not tagged. He just scored. And so we had to throw into third base to step on the bag, to appeal that he had left too soon, in order to erase his run. We did. We just ran off the field, and the run counted. Three outs, the run was in. If we had appealed to third base, that would have been a fourth out, and it would have eliminated the run. And I was ready to climb out of the booth, shouting at the players, run to third. They've got a run. Don't let them score this run. Here's Ethan Salas, 0 for 2. He swings and grunts a base hit in the right field. Dorshing scores. Cedeno's on his way in. The throw in is cut from Bolte. Two-run single. Salas to third base goes Murphy. And Fort Wayne is starting to open it up. Tin Caps 4, Lansing 1. Ethan Salas collects his 13th and 14th RBIs of the year. Just a ground ball in between Halter and Batista Jr. Salas at first, Murphy at third. Still nobody out for Homer Bush Jr. Mitch Myers readies, kicks, offers. Inside, ball one. and everything inside of Homer Bush because of where his elbows are positioned. I feel almost certain he's going to get hit by the pitch. It is so tight to him. Short lead for Salas at first. 1-0. That's popped up. Foul ground right side. Batista Jr. near the Fort Wayne dugout makes the catch right next to the railing. And he walks it back onto the playing surface. Out number one. And it comes seven batters into the half inning.
Not ideal, but you needed that out. Great catch by Danny Bautista Jr. You get one, and now you got a chance to maybe get a double play and get out of this. This is a tough way to get that first run and then come back and give up four right after.
It's Tyler Robertson up in place of the injured Albert Fabian, taking ball one up and away. Can you imagine if they still had the bases loaded and Albert Fabian had not been injured by the triple by Bautista Jr. in the top half, and he had a chance for a grand slam in a third straight game? This place would have become unglued. The pitch, Robertson swings and misses. Good breaking ball. One ball and one strike. Robertson pinch hit yesterday. Pinch hit for Homer Bush Jr., and he grounded out to third base. He's a big guy. 6'4", 200 pounds. Break even. Down low.
What do you think on the gridiron, Jesse? Where's he playing?
I think with his kind of build, it depends what kind of explosiveness he has. But I could see him as a defensive end.
But maybe a tight end?
2-1 is hammered to left. Cut to the wall. It is gone. Call him a wide receiver because he just went deep.
Well played.
Third home run of the year for the former Louisiana standout, Tyler Robertson. Fort Wayne leads 7-1. Seven runs here in this fifth inning. You can continue the football metaphor. And now Jay Beshears. The pitch, down and in. So not a grand slam today, just a three-run homer. Fort Wayne blinked by Myers over the first four innings, and here in the fifth inning, it has gone sideways. The manager and the third base coach for Fort Wayne, Mike Daly, has called Jay Beshears over to him to have a conversation.
I think, Jesse, this is kind of what you see with the umpire walking the ball to first when the catcher takes one.
Yeah.
And Rafael Pineda just took one, and nice move right there to give him some extra time.
Beshears 0 for 2, 2 strikeouts. He swings and misses. And the count is 1-1. You know, I've never seen that from a manager before, and I like it.
Mike Daly. Salute.
Yeah, all heart. Break even. Breaking ball, line to left field. Base hit. One hop to Masterman. He rifles it in towards second. It's a single for Beshears. And this inning continues. Still only one out, and they've batted around. And a pitching change here. Mitch Myers does not make it out of the fifth inning. Garrett Irvin is coming in.
Well, it started again with a mistake. We talked about it. Lansing, worst in the league, 52 errors. The second one today by Derek Salome on the throw that started the inning. You get an out there, you never know. But unfortunately, safe, and then base hit. Walk, base hit, walk, base hit. Finally an out, and then a three-run bomb. And this has turned into another big half inning for the Tin Caps, and it's continuing from the big half innings we saw from the captains in the final couple of games of last week's series.
It's such a fine line, is what occurs to me, between success and getting shelled, that Mitch Myers was pitching so well and in such firm control. And then this fifth inning, there was the error, but the contact got harder and harder. The control lost its sharpness. And suddenly, there's Robertson with an exclamation point. Here's Jay Beshears, whom he struck out twice. He hits a laser.
And the Tin Caps are hitting the ball like Lansing hit it last week. Like Lansing has hit it the last 2 weeks, where the Nuts, they've struggled against Fort Wayne's pitching staff. And because of that, they scored just one run when they've had opportunities, and Fort Wayne opens it open. They've got seven runs in one frame to completely upend this game.
So Garrett Irvin is in. The lefty Irvin, making his 11th appearance for the Lugnuts this year. He's gone 11 and two-thirds innings with 9 walks and 16 strikeouts. A native of Corona, California, age 25. Best outing for Irvin. 2 1/3 innings, 1 run allowed. He struck out 3 Lake County captains, and he picked up his first win of the year. Irvin to Anthony Villar. 1 on, 1 out, 7 runs in, 7-1 caps. Low, ball 1, knocked down by Rodriguez. We begin this bottom of the fifth inning talking about how the Lugnuts had just taken the lead. In the top half of the inning, Danny Bautista Jr. tripled. Cameron Masterman singled him in. 1-0 Lugnuts. Erased by Fort Wayne. A ball and offering. The big breaking ball hooks in for a called strike. Pretty. Villar is 0-2. The pitch, down and away. It was Villar who opened up the inning with a grounder to third. Batsalome hopped into first base with his throw. Danny Bautista Jr. could not secure it. And then the Ortiz single, and then the walk. That loaded the bases, and things went bad from there. Irvin's pitch, low. 3 balls and a strike. Witt is now gusting out to right field. Shadows creeping up. The shadows right now are halfway across the pitcher's mound and across the third baseman's alone. Here's the pitch. Swing and a miss. 3-2. Fired it past him at 87 miles an hour. The Beloit Skycarp and the Great Lakes Loons are having a fun one. Adam, are you ready? Beloit scored 4 in the top of the first. Great Lakes scored 5 in the bottom of the first. Beloit scored 3 in the top of the third, went up 7-5. Great Lakes tied in the bottom of the third inning. Swing and a foul tip hung on to by Rodriguez. Irvin strikes at Villar. 2 outs. The Loons just scored 3 in the last of the fifth inning, and it's the Loons 10. The Skycarp 7 in the bottom of the fifth from Dow Diamond.
Speaking of football, sheesh.
Yeah.
Loons have been struggling. They've been scuffling here, just like the Lugnuts have started to scuffle to end last week and start this week.
The East Division is tightening.
West Michigan and Fort Wayne, the two teams that were at the bottom, are winning.
That's right. Irvin throws to Devin Ortiz, 2-for-2 today. Fouled back, strike 1. Great Lakes is 22-18. Lake County is 22-18. They are only 1 game up in the division lead on the West Michigan Whitecaps at 21-19. They are 2 games up on the 20-20 Lugnuts. Fort Wayne is 18-22 and Dayton's 18-22. It's close. 0-1. Breaking ball hooks across the inside corner. Good curve for a called strike 2.
It's a lot tighter with the Eastern Division than it is with the Western Division, where
yeah.
It's wide open there, and teams have started to separate themselves.
The Wisconsin Timber Rattlers are 27-14. By the way, Lake County is currently leading West Michigan 6-1. They're in the bottom of the sixth inning from East Lake, Ohio. Irvin's 0-2 pitch to Devin Ortiz, up high. Dayton, meanwhile, lost earlier today, game 1 of a doubleheader at Quad Cities, 5-2. Game 2 is coming up shortly. So the Dragons' record is 18-22. The worst record in the West continues to belong to Peoria, 13-27. We'll see them next week back in Lansing. The pitch, foul back. while, this Fort Wayne team had by far the worst record in the league. They were 2-13 to open up the year. And if they win this game here today, they'll be only 3 games under 500. They are looking for a 7th consecutive win. Irvin's 1-2. Hit high in the air, right side foul ground. Batista Jr.'s out of room. That ball's over the railing, over the dugout, over the netting, and back into the seats.
And in the meantime, for Lansing, you jump over 500, you have a chance to go 3 games over 500, but you let one slip away in the 9th on Sunday, and now back-to-back games, potentially that you lose and you go back under 500. That would be a tough stretch here after a really good couple of weeks.
Well, they were up 9-5 on Sunday. They lost 13-9, 10 innings to the Captains. They lose 12-1 yesterday. Irvin deals. Lofted shallow left, Masterman in. That falls for a base hit. And Ortiz is 3-for-3 with 3 singles. Stopping at second base, Jay Beshears. On the batter's Griffin Dorshing. Dorshing is the 12th batter of this 7-run inning. 7-1 Fort Wayne. Dorshing today is 0-for-1 with a pop out. He walked, he scored a run earlier this inning. Right-handed batter against the southpaw from Arizona. Ortiz at first, Beshears at second, 2 outs. The pitch, a curveball, up and away, ball 1. Adam, I went looking through the innings in which the Lugnuts have allowed their most runs. This the 5th inning. They've now allowed 31 runs in the 5th. That ties the 1st inning. The pitch, fly ball, center field. Back goes Brian Buelbas to his left in a right center field. And he makes the catch right next to Henry Bolte. Dorshing and the Tin Caps are dispatched at last. 12 batters, 6 base hits, 7 runs, 1 error, 2 walks, 2 left. Go to the 6th inning, and it's Fort Wayne now on top of the Lugnuts, 7-1 from Parkview Field.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
Hi, this is Russ Langer, voice of the Las Vegas Aviators. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now back to the ballpark. Alongside Adam Jaxa, here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
The Lugnuts scored 1. Fort Wayne answered with 7. We are going to the 6th inning. 7-1 Tin Caps leading the Lugnuts game 2 of a 6-game series. Here's who's coming up for the Nuts. Willibus, Bolte, Angeles against the southpaw Jagger Haynes. 21-year-old lefty winds, throws. Ryan Willibus takes up and away. Ball 1. Willibus is 1-for-2 with a double. Here's the pitch. That's high. 2-0. The kick in the 2-0. Strike called on the outside corner. By the way, Jagger Haynes, Jagger is his middle name. Coleman Jagger Haynes. Hailing from North Carolina. Cerro Gordo. It's a hitter's count on 2-1. Well, Boss swings and grounds it sharply. Fair up the third base side, past his bullpen into the left field corner. Robas speeds around for second. A throw in from Robertson is late. It's his second double of the ball game. The Lugnuts have four hits against Haynes. Double by Robas in the first. Triple by Batista Jr. in the fifth. RBI single by Masterman in the fifth. And the double by Robas right here. Jagger Haynes and his catcher Villar go for a walk and talk. If you're wondering, is there anybody in Major League history named Jagger? I have found for you one Clarence Jaggers, who is a shortstop born in Pittsburgh in 1902. And in 1923, Clarence Jaggers played for the Baltimore Black Sox. He took part in one game. He had one at-bat, one plate appearance. He was 0-for-1. And that's it. That is your Jagger baseball history. Here's the pitch to Henry Bolte. Robas at second, nobody out. Bolte takes ball one outside. Now, Adam, what if I search Mick Jagger baseball?
Got the moves like Jagger. That's what I think of.
I found a Mick Jagger signed baseball, if you were interested. A ball one offering. Outside corner called the strike. Can you imagine going up to Mick Jagger and saying, Mick, could you sign something for me? And Mick Jagger saying, sure. And you're saying, can you sign my baseball? I think that's great. A one ball, one strike pitch. Bolte swings and launches it out to right field. Back goes guy Murphy with room. He makes the catch. Robust the tag. Murphy's throw in. One hops into the shortstop. And Robas stands at third base. There's one away in the sixth inning. Have you ever autographed a baseball?
I have.
I find it difficult. I find it really difficult.
It is tough. It's not your normal flat surface. It's rounded.
Oh, the surface, it rolls. You're trying to figure out. Yeah, it's
spherical.
Now, if you don't mind your signature being very messy, sure, go right ahead. Scrawl it on. But if you're trying for a good signature, it's difficult. Arribil Anales is the batter, 0-for-2. On the first pitch, he pops it up. Right side foul ground for the first baseman, Dorsching. Makes the catch. Robas is only bluffing the tag up. Dorsching runs it back in. Two outs. Your sixth inning slang today is yakker. And not just a yakker like Adam and I yak and yak and yak all day long.
Yakety yak, Jack.
Don't yak back. Will Simpson is 0-for-1 with a walk and a ground out to third. A yakker, Y-A-K-K-E-R. What is a yakker in baseball slang? Lefty to righty, 7-1, tin caps. Haynes throws. Ground ball shot down to third base. One hot pick, Ortiz throws to first in time. Simpson retired. That ball was mashed. Great play by Devin Ortiz. We're going to the bottom of the sixth inning. Brian Robas doubles for a second time, and for a second time, stranded at third base. 7-1, tin caps on top from Parkview Field.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
A friend told me she was being abused. I told her we should tell someone. She told me no and said that if I ever told anyone, I would lose her as a friend. I can't lose her friendship, but I was scared that if I said nothing, I would lose her to the abuse. I made a decision to submit a tip to OK to Say. I took the risk of losing my friend, but helping keep her safe was more important in the long run. If you know someone who's being abused and you want to talk but you're scared, that's okay. You can text OK to Say. That's 652729. All tipsters' identities are confidential.
And now we move to the bottom of the sixth inning. Lugnuts down 7-1 to Fort Wayne. The lefty Garrett Irvin remains on the mound. He relieved Mitch Myers in the fifth. Irvin throws to Norwillian Sedania. And he starts him off with a hook for a called strike. Oh yeah, man. Pretty. Sedania is the number 9 hitter. Kai Murphy's on deck. Ethan Salas in the hole. I know one is coming. That is launched down the left side. That ball is foul. Uppercut stroke on the liner. Count is 0-2. Norwillian Sedania. One of the most fun names to say in the Midwest League. There's no pronunciation guide given for his name, as if the Fort Wayne media staff was like, look, man, it's Norwillian. It's pronounced exactly as it looks. Two-strike pitch. Line drive, right field, base hit. One hops to Pulte. Sedano's on. He's 3-for-3 with 3 singles, just like Devin Ortiz. It's a 10-hit game for Fort Wayne. On the batter's Kai Murphy. Lansing starting pitcher Mitch Myers went 4 1/3 innings, and he allowed 8 hits and 7 runs, all of them earned. That can't be right. There was an error, allowing a runner to reach base. This pitch is down and away. Let's see. Yes, indeed. What I originally put down as an error has been changed to a single for Anthony Villar, opening up the bottom of the fifth inning. So wipe away that error. 7 hits now in that inning. Here's the pitch. Bowled off at home plate. Ball and a strike. So that is why all 7 runs for Myers are earned. The official score changed the call from error to hit. Myers walks 2 and strikes out 2. And he allowed the home run to Tyler Robertson. We'll do our 6th inning slang here. Hi, Adam.
Hello. Single?
Hello there. Yes, single for Villar now in the 5th inning.
No.
Yes.
I don't agree with that.
No. It was a good throw. I think you and I agree. He's going to be out.
It bounced in. He had it and then dropped it, and then the guy touched the base.
A 1-1 pitch is popped foul. Back out of play. So your 6th inning slang today is yakker. What is a yakker? Y-A-K-K-E-R. Besides a broadcaster.
And not a hacker. A yakker.
Not a hacker. Not a slacker.
Not a sacker.
Here's the pitch. Outside barely. 2-2.
I don't know, man. What do you got for us?
A yakker is a curveball. Or, you could say more vaguely, a breaking ball. The pitch, down and away. In fact, MLB.com put together, and this is specifically Anthony Castrovince, or Castrovinci, put together a whole glossary of baseball slang. And he put yakker as part of this, a yakker, and he writes, curveball. Now there's a couple of different reasons given for how in the world a yakker's a curve. 3-2 pitch from Garrett Irvin, runner moves, the pitch is taken for ball 4. Just at the bottom of the zone and a little bit below the knees. And so down to first base goes Murphy. He draws the second walk. Up to second, Cedeno. There's nobody out. And here comes Ethan Salas. So, Mike Whiteford writing in How to Talk Baseball. And Patrick Urquilano as the pitching coach Don Schulze heads to the mound. Patrick Urquilano wrote in fungos, floaters, and forkballs. They say that there was a term yawker, and yawker was another name for a flicker. And if you're still following me, a flicker is the name of a woodpecker. There was a woodpecker who, the way that it flew, it resembled the flight of a curveball. And so people saw this woodpecker flying like a curveball, and they said, well, that's a yawker. Let's call the curveball a yawker, just like this woodpecker. And yawker became yakker. And okay. So, I don't know. I think that yakker is better than saying, what pitches does he throw? He throws a fastball. He throws a changeup. He throws a woodpecker. Because you want to miss the wood is what I'm trying to say.
Uh-huh.
Anyway, we went through the Birdman to my left, the great birder Adam Jaxa. There's your bird reference, a yakker, a curveball. Garrett Irvin has a good one. Throws to Ethan Salas, starts him off with the straight stuff down and away. Ball one.
I'm trying to think of the fastest bird so we could name the fastball after it.
Is it a swift?
A true swift?
I have found the flicker woodpecker, by the way. Salas fooled, went around too far on a yakker. One ball, one strike. Look at this beautiful flicker. Little redness up by the head. Little blue in here. Little spotted belly.
Gorgeous.
Little gold to the tail.
Body looks like a cheetah.
That's a flicker. A northern flicker in the woodpecker family. It does look like a cheetah. Gave its name to the yakker. A step, out of pivot, out of look back at the runner, Cedeno at second base, but no throw by Irvin.
By the way, I'm seeing, what is it, the peregrine falcon?
The peregrine, yeah.
Yeah, that's the fastest bird, 240 miles per hour.
Why didn't they call that the swift?
Should have.
The 1-1 pitch is low. Well, how fast is a swift? See, this is the important question.
Mm-hmm.
A 2-1 pitch from Irvin. Salas swings and misses. What a yakker. Finished up outside the zone. Wow, Peregrine Falcon can get up to 242 miles per hour? Oh, baby.
That's what I'm saying, man. It's freaking crazy.
I see that a golden eagle can fly 200 miles an hour.
Well, of course.
Of course. 2-2. Salas takes it down low. That pinball's around. It hurts the home plate umpire Pineda in the left hand. Everybody stays put as the ball stayed right there at the home plate circle. Poor Rafael Pineda. 3-2 for Ethan Salas. Dylan Hall is warming up in the Lansing pen.
Jesse, do you know what the slowest bird is?
Okay. Well, my guess is the penguin when it's not in the water.
No, I've got the woodcocks, 5 miles per hour. They're the slowest.
But how good is their power? A payoff. Up high, off the middle, Rodriguez to the backstop. It's ball four. And the bases are loaded for Homer Bush Jr. As once again, Fort Wayne gets a chance to hit a grand slam in a fourth straight game. Single walk from Irvin here.
This is ridiculous right now. Lansing just unable to execute.
Steve Scarsoni is taking the baseball away from Irvin. Dylan Hall is coming in. Homer Bush Jr. coming up. Bottom of the sixth inning. Fort Wayne leading 7-1. So the woodcock can only go 5 miles an hour, huh?
At its slowest, yeah.
Well, how about at its fastest?
I think it's at 16 to 28.
Okay, that's all right. You know, in a school zone, that's safe.
Absolutely.
This is where we are right now. Steve Scarsoni is checking in with the home plate umpire, Rafael Pineda. just talking over that strike zone. I do not think that the Lugnuts are happy at all with Pineda's strike zone today.
Well, they've gotten squeezed on a couple of them, but that's the way it goes sometimes. You got to adjust, and Lansing getting outscored 19-2 in this series.
Oh. Well, today in Lugnuts history, if I could take this to a different level, did you see that today is the Kyle Weatherly record day? Adam, did you see this? Did you not see this? If you didn't see this, I don't want you to look, because it can become an impromptu trivia question.
I have not seen it.
Kyle Weatherly, May 22nd, 2018, tied the Midwest League record in one inning against South Bend. So I'm going to give you some clues. Let's see if you can guess, what did he do in one inning?
Is this a pitcher or?
He's a pitcher. He's a relief pitcher for the Lugnuts.
Okay.
He did this three times in the same inning. That tied the record.
Balked?
Yes. He committed three straight balks.
How about it?
Lugnuts lost to South Bend 9-1.
Welcome to history, son.
Well done. Well done. He just was not coming to a complete stop. I would like to give a shout out to Hayden Stamm checking in. Homer Bush Jr. against Dylan Hall. First pitch. That's outside all the way to the backstop. In from third to Daniel. He scores standing. And it's 8-1 Fort Wayne. To third Murphy, to second Salas. So no chance for a grand slam here. That was the first pitch for Hall. Here comes pitch number two to Homer Bush Jr., 0-3 today. On its way, and low and away, and what a great backhand stop by the catcher Rodriguez. Otherwise, that was going to the backstop. Goodness. Hayden Stamm has messaged in, the Lugnuts clubhouse manager. He says, quote unquote, "I need you to talk on the air about how great of a human Adam Jaxa is." This pitch is up and in, and the count is 3-0. Adam Jaxa doing Hayden two huge favors, two road trips in a row. And then I'm quoting Hayden Stamm here, legend exclamation point. The pitch, that's high, and that's ball four, and the bases are reloaded. And here comes Tyler Robertson, who had a three-run homer last inning. Hey, you're a great human being.
Thanks, guys. By the way, Harrison Stackpole also listening. So how about that?
I think Harrison would concur. Adam Jaxa, great human being. Bush first, Salas at second, Murphy at third, Robertson takes, ball one inside. Last three batters have walked after the leadoff single by Cedeno. Righty to righty, the pitch. Swinging a foul at home plate on the breaking ball from Hall. 1-1. Adam Jaxa, what his favor was that he did for Hayden Stamm. I mean, there are all sorts of different things that a team needs on the road. And especially when it comes to the clubhouse. So bringing extra supplies.
Just need a broadcaster that can't make it on Tuesdays. Come a little later.
Tip your cap to Adam. The pitch. Line drive left field. Base hit for Robertson. Murphy scores. Salas is on his way in. A thought of third kicks right off the sliding homer Bush. He's going to score. Three runs are in. Two-run double, or I should say, let's say two-run double plus the error for Tyler Robertson. It is 11-1 Fort Wayne after they won 12-1 yesterday. Wherever you are, Craig Conklin, don't worry about this. Lugnuts manager away on break, and these first two games of this series have not been ideal.
Well, it's a giant disappointment because you got your best momentum of the year. We talked about this stretch. You play the top two teams in the league, and you come out and play two great weeks of baseball, and then you've got an advantage now where you play the two worst teams in the league in Fort Wayne, Peoria, and they're getting skunked down here.
It's Jay Beshears. Righty to righty. Hall finds the zone at the knees. Strike one called. Good gravy. Hey, what's the seventh fastest bird in the world? Here's the pitch. A ground ball pulled down toward third. Grabbed by Salome. Holds the runner. Throws to first. High. Batista Jr. applies the tag. Athletically done by Danny. Jay Beshears is out. That is the first out of the bottom of the sixth inning. By the way, yes, two-run double, Tyler Robertson, and then throwing error, Cam Masterman, allowing the third run to score.
Which is tough because it just hit the body there of Bush. Nothing, wasn't a bad throw.
There's Anthony Villar. Villar pops up the first pitch. Foul, out of play, strike one.
So what'd you have for breakfast today?
Blueberry pancake at Cindy's Diner. I'm so glad that you asked. So if ever you come to Fort Wayne, come to Cindy's.
I'm going to have to go there sometime this week with you.
Big fan. Love Angie. The pitch from Hall. That's a called strike. We're staying downtown. And when I first got to... when I first started broadcasting for Lansing, we first started doing road trips here, and they put us up downtown. Start walking around, and I discovered this wonderful diner. It's good to come back. There's the pitch. Smacked on the ground, past the diving Batista Jr., base hit right field. A windmill for Tyler Robertson. The throw-in from Bolte is cut. RBI single, Anthony Villar. And the score today is the same as the score yesterday. Fort Wayne 12, Lansing 1. 7-run fifth inning, 5-run sixth inning for the Tin Caps. Adam, you gave me this call. After you'd taken it in the third and the fourth, you'd kept it nice and scoreless. And I'm sorry, man. I've taken things in the wrong direction.
So how about for lunch? What'd you do?
Well, I was coming out of the hotel room, and I was ready to go to find a bite to eat, and that's when I bumped into Adam Jackson. Here's the pitch. Devin Ortiz takes a called strike. He's 3-for-3 with a single. So it was really fortuitous, Adam, that as I was coming out of the hotel that you were arriving, and then Adam and I enjoyed a nice bite of lunch to eat together.
Perfect timing. How about that?
It really worked out well. Adam has been having meals with everybody recently. Like, just ask him. Ask him for a chance.
The who's who of the Lansing Lugnuts.
Dinner with Hayden. Brunch with the big minds of the press box. The pitch. Ortiz takes a ball inside. I mean, you've been doing it up.
Spending a lot of money, you know. Taking advantage of the off days, though.
Yeah, that's true. You might have to get people to foot the bill for you instead of you footing the bill for them.
Yeah, that's all right.
Hitter's pitch. 2-1 from Hall. Ball that missed for ball three down low.
Remember, this game was moving quickly through four innings. Well,
Fort Wayne's runners have been moving. Here's the pitch. And that missed for ball four. Dylan Hall missing down and in. So Ortiz walks, Villar up to second. And the batter's Griffin Dorshin. And the pitcher coach, Don Schulze, is heading out. This game is widened. And to go through the pitching numbers for the Lugnuts, Mitch Myers, 4 1/3 innings. The first four innings were scoreless. The next 1/3, that's where they got him. They tagged him for all the hits and the 7 runs in the bottom of the 5th inning, all of them on Myers. And then Garrett Irvin pitched the next 2/3 of an inning. Irvin recorded the final outs of the 5th. Irvin started up here in the 6th inning. He faced the first 3 batters. He allowed a single and 2 walks. He departed in favor of Dylan Hall. Hall first throws the run-scoring wild pitch. He walks Homer Bush Jr. And then he gives up the 2-run double to Tyler Robertson with the throwing error by Masterman, allowing a 3rd run to score. He gets Jay Beshears on the ground out, but Villar connects with the RBI single. Ortiz walks, and Griffin Dorshing is the batter. Righty, righty, 2-on-1 out. On the pitch, Dorshing takes a called strike. Fort Wayne is on a 6-game winning streak, and this offense is on fire. Hall looks back at second, lets it fly. High pop up on the left side in the foul ground. Third baseman Salome in the coach's box. Now back to his left to make the catch. And out number 2. Dorshing retired. And here's Norwillian Cedeno, the man who opened up this inning, as Fort Wayne officially bats around 2 innings in a row.
So on the scorecard, you got the 5th inning bleeding into the 6th, and now the 6th inning bleeding into the 7th.
I gambled. I tried it all in the same column. It didn't work out. I'm sorry. I should have just bumped it over a column. Hall throws to Norwillian Cedeno, and Cedeno pops it up. Foul, left side, catcher Rodriguez backing up for the catch. And the back-to-back foul outs end the bottom of the 6th inning. Well, Fort Wayne plates 5. We're going to the 7th. Tin Caps 12, Lugnuts 1. The comeback begins next with Adam Jaxa on the call.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hey, Brian, come here for a sec.
What's up?
You know that loser in our class? I heard he crossed out people's pictures in his yearbook. Creepy, right?
Yeah, I heard him say everyone is against him and they'll be sorry.
Violence could be right around the corner. That passing comment could be a warning sign.
And I thought I saw a gun in his backpack.
Speak up. If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, contact OK to Say.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Well, things are not going as planned here in Fort Wayne, 12-1. And that's not us repeating the score from yesterday where Fort Wayne won 12-1. That's us telling you the score today is also 12-1. We have made it to the 7th. Colby Holzer coming to the plate. Jagger Haynes back out there, first pitch. Fastball in there, strike 1. Boy, he is gotten run support and more. Fort Wayne was blanked through 4 innings by Mitch Myers. They scored 7 last inning, 5 an inning ago. The pitch. That's inside. Or too high, rather. 1-1. Lansing took the lead 1-0, believe it or not. And then Fort Wayne has scored 12 unanswered.
I remember that.
Same. Lefty-lefty matchup, the 1-1 pitch. This is lifted deep right field, but fading foul. And that ball is over the Huntington University Picnic Pavilion and is bounding down the street to the right of the parking garage. Well, that was hammered and definitely home run distance, but just to the right of the pole. Those have looked like the first two home runs Colby Halter has hit this year. Scorched down the right field line. 1-2 pitch. Yanked out to right field. Bush Jr. over to his left from center on the run. Makes the catch to take that away from a gap shot. One away.
You know, Colby told me that in the offseason he worked on his strength, and I think that we are seeing a lot more power from him this year.
And he showed it with some quick hands. He can turn on that baseball. Here's Danny Bautista Jr. Lugnuts trailing by 11 in the top of the seventh. By the way, I talked to Colby Halter. You remember Sunday how we were talking about how he had family in the stands?
Yes.
The pitch? That's on the outside corner, strike one. So there are seats up on the concourse, and the ones directly behind home plate, his mom and his sister were sitting next to each other. The pitch? That's fouled back. No balls, two strikes. He's up to bat in the ninth with a chance to win it with a runner at second. And his sister was the one that was dramatically reacting to every pitch. So you knew it was a family member, significant other, something. Pitch home. That's up and in. One ball, two strikes. Reacting the same way any of us would react to a family member or a team that we're watching.
It was funny. I was watching Colby, and you were watching her.
1-2. That's way outside. Two balls, two strikes. Well, it was hilarious. She was mouthing to him when he was on the on-deck circle, you got to come up with the hit or something like that, and then burying her head in her hands, biting her nails, only when Colby was at the plate. So you knew there was something going on. 2-2 pitch. Swinging a tapper back foul. The human emotions, the human reactions, they're what make this game and every game and sports so great.
And it, stressful.
Very stressful. 2-2. Low and inside to Danny Bautista Jr. Three balls, two strikes. Lansing just one walk so far tonight. It was Will Simpson back in the first. Four hits tonight. There are three extra base hits, two doubles and a triple. But it's a 12-1 deficit for a second straight night. Haynes comes home. Check swing, and that's fouled off. And we're full.
Not just that, for a second straight night, a Fort Wayne Tin Caps pitcher could go seven innings.
They haven't had to use much of their bullpen at all. You got leeway when you're up by 11 runs. Time called. Danny Bautista Jr. will step out. One run on four hits, two errors tonight for the Nuts. 12 runs, 12 hits, no errors for the Tin Caps.
I've got a follow-up for you.
Okay, I like that. Pitch home. Whacked out of play.
You're an athlete. When you were playing sports, which member of your family would be the most stressed in the stands?
Stressed? Probably my mom. Loudest, dad. Pitch home. That's a little bit inside, ball four. And Danny Bautista Jr. walks. It's been a tight strike zone tonight for the Nuts pitchers, and there a tight strike zone favors the Nuts as Bautista Jr. is aboard with one out in this seventh inning.
I love that plate appearance. You're down 12-1, so how do you react, right? What kind of approach do you take in? And he stayed locked in, and he took a very difficult pitch for ball four.
Now here comes C.J. Rodriguez. Pitch home. That's a little bit out of his zone, ball one. Jesse, are you a nervous sports watcher when it comes to your big teams, your Commanders?
Oh, yes.
1-0 pitch. That's down low. Two balls, no strikes. Jesse, a huge Washington Commanders fan.
Oh, man, that's such an understatement that I'm a nervous sports watcher. I also get overconfident. Let's say they score an early touchdown. I think to myself, we got it in the bag.
Oh, boy. Well.
I get way too confident.
I watch it the exact opposite. Got to wait till the clock hits zero. All the coaching cliches come in when I'm watching sports.
You once prevented me from watching a game. because Adam's superstitiousness was he couldn't watch for them to do well.
Hey, man, you got to do whatever works, and sometimes...
It worked.
You feel like you got some control. Here's a 2-0 pitch. Checked it. Breaking ball is in there. Strike one. Commanders, the team that you stress the most about when you watch?
Now, this year, 2024, yes. That was not always the case.
Ithaca Bombers, baby. Pitch home. That's down low. 3-0 to C.J. Rodriguez. 12-1, top seven. Lugnuts are not on the right end of that 12-1 score.
I remember once turning off the radio that I was listening to a baseball game because I was so upset because my team had given up a grand slam, and I was done listening.
Baseball is incredibly stressful to watch come postseason. 9 innings, a long time, especially when you have the lead, where mistakes can easily happen. Pitch home. That's inside, ball four. C.J. Rodriguez walks, and Haynes perhaps coming to the end of his outing here as he's missing more and more. Nobody warming yet, though, in the Tin Caps bullpen.
How about it?
Right now, unofficially, 82 pitches.
55 for strikes, and now we get a visit. Thomas Eshelman is going to head out there, the pitching coach for the Tin Caps. First and second, one out.
The comforting thing for me, being a baseball fan growing up and living and dying with baseball games, you just knew that there was a game the next day. And so you would suffer the worst loss, and then you'd wake up the next day and be like, all right, let's go, let's get him. Football, you have to wait a full week, and that's terrible.
But it's tough, too, when you're playing. We're talking college football. If it's a rival, you know, that you get bragging rights for 365 days. NFL, you know, a divisional game, you may play that team again, but it's stressful.
Start thinking about all the potential things that could happen. The big sport in my teens, Maryland men's basketball. Every single game that they played, I was locked in.
The last Big Ten champion. Kind of. Cameron Masterman steps in. The first pitch, twisted up and out of play, heading towards the suites to our right. It's a great vantage point up here at Parkview Field. Again, this is one of our favorite spots. Come here. You come to Dow Diamond in Midland. And Jackson Field, just excellent in the Midwest League. Pitch home. It's up and outside. 1-1. West Michigan's pretty good as well. Just a little bit older, but they are in a five-year process of upgrading it. A lot of nice parks in the Midwest and the Eastern Division. Pitch home. That's on the outside corner. 1-2. So has your Maryland basketball fandom died? Slowed?
Yeah, eased? Let's say slowed in a major way. They can't shoot. They have no offense. That's a bad look for a basketball team.
1-2 pitch. That's outside. 2-2. Bring back Gary Williams.
I think that the NIL landscape, you need to find a coach who understands how to win within it. And a lot of programs are discovering that.
Next pitch. Swing and a miss. Cameron Masterman is out. Strikeout number 5 for Jagger Haynes. So Derek Salome steps up. Lugnuts trying to get back closer. Down 12-1 here, first and second. Two outs, top seven. Salome tonight 0-2. He's put both in play, a line out to center, a fly out to second.
I think that Masterman was a little bit over-aggressive. You've got Haynes teetering here with his lack of command.
The pitch, breaking ball is outside as that command continues to teeter.
See, you've just got to be patient. He's coming to the end of his rope. And so because of that, he walked Batista Jr., he walked Rodriguez. There's no need to help him out. You can get deep. The top of the order is waiting behind you, and Guobas has been great today.
The pitch home. That's up high and outside. Two balls, no strikes.
I think this is a take till you get two strike situation. Even if this next pitch is in the zone, I still wait back if I'm so low.
I like that idea as well, Jesse. I make him come to you right now. The pitch, swing and a miss. He's hacking at it, and a big-time hack. That's trying to be aggressive and help the Lugnuts get back into it. 2-0, sitting fastball. He got it, but it was a little elevated.
He was late. They got overpowered. Got to get that timing ready sooner.
Jagger throws. Swing and a miss. He chased that one outside. So the Nuts, as you mentioned, helping out Haynes here as he tries to get through seven. 12-1, Tin Caps up, top seven on a beautiful night in Fort Wayne, Indiana. Time called from Derek Salome here. Just a completely different looking Lansing team than what we saw the last 2 weeks in Great Lakes and back at home against Lake County. Pitch home. Oh, wow, right down the chute. Somewhere it missed. Touch low. Yep, a little bit low out of the zone. So good take right there from Salome. Wide stance from the right side of the box. Knees slightly bent. He waits. The pitch home. Popped up behind home plate. Mask removed by Villar. Coming behind underneath of it. And he makes the catch. So Jagger Haynes is through seven. He walks Bautista Jr. and Rodriguez. They are left stranded. Let's stretch it out to the bottom of the seventh. 12-1, Tin Caps.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Meet Keith, loving dad, board game champ, bus driving pro.
I drive 65,000 miles in my bus each year. If people knew what I know, lives could be saved. Like how there are some things I simply can't see. On my route the other day, a car tried to sneak past me and ends up right in my blind spot. I turned slowly, so accident avoided. But no car should be in the blind spot for a 40,000-pound bus. It's our roads. It's our safety.
Visit www.sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Well, it's been a night after it was a night last night. We have made it to the bottom of the seventh, but it is all Tin Caps. But we will not let that stop us. And right now, Jesse Goldberg-Strassler is deep, deep into a bite of apple crisp. The apple cart downstairs, it is immaculate. And we love it. Taking more and more bites. Oh, wow, he's on the big screen. This is amazing. Oh, my goodness. What is going on here? Jesse's getting some FaceTime here. Here's the pitch home. Dylan Hall, one bounces it down low to Kai Murphy. Back to the top of the card for the Tin Caps. Well, listen, you know, the seventh inning stretch is Jesse's time. I mean, he sings the seventh inning stretch for every home game for the Nuts. Pitch home, hopping ball foul, and one ball, one strike.
So John Nolan has pulled out a baseball thesaurus, and they're talking about it next door.
Oh, so that wasn't on the video board. That was on the MILB TV
broadcast. I think
broadcast.
That's why they showed us.
And Jesse was, they didn't show us. They showed you, man. That's your book. Got to duck out of the way. The pitch, Swing and a miss. Great looking breaking ball right there on Murphy, who's 0 for 2 tonight. He's walked a couple of times, walked in a run. That's strike three, actually. So Murphy is done. One out here in the eighth inning. It's the first strikeout for Dylan Hall, who took over for Garrett Irvin and Mitch Myers. And now here comes Ethan Salas. The pitch home. That's up high, ball one. Yeah, so, yes, you wrote a book, but, you know, I'm talking about you singing seventh inning stretch. They should have had you sing and be up on the board here in Fort Wayne. Bring the love down south. The pitch, swinging, that's fouled off of C.J. Rodriguez's mask. I think he's got that on there. Gets a reset here. One ball, one strike on Salas. 12-1, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps lead your Lugnuts in the bottom of the seventh. Game three coming up tomorrow. Pitch home. That's outside. 2-1. That'll be another late start. 7:05. 6:35 the last couple of nights, and then back to 6:35 Saturday, Sunday. Pitch. That's whistled back up towards us out of play. Two balls, two strikes for Ethan Salas, the youngster. First home run of the year yesterday. He's got a two-run single today and a walk. He scored two runs. Fort Wayne getting all 12 runs in the fifth and the sixth. Pitch home. That's low and inside. Three balls, two strikes. Well, what's the review here? Because they've got an apple dumpling, I believe. That's usually ice cream. Or is that the apple fritter? Maybe that's the fritter, I think.
No, you're right. Apple dumpling a la carte.
Oh, you're right. Pitch. Oh, that just misses. Boy, some close ones tonight.
Yeah.
Ball four.
I should say a la mode. A la mode is with the ice cream. You've got the apple wonton.
And this is the apple crisp?
Yeah, the apple crisp is very good.
Out of 10?
I would give it a strong 7.5.
Does the crisp live up to the billing?
I would say it's crispy enough.
Okay. But you need some ice cream, don't you? The ice cream would make it maybe an 8.5.
When you get the cold of the ice cream mixing with the warm, the apple, chef's kiss.
Homer Bush Jr., the pitch, swing and a miss. Good-looking slider right there from Dylan Hall. 12-1, Tin Caps leading the Lugnuts. 12 hits, no errors for the Tin Caps. 4 hits, 2 errors for the Nuts. Then a tough couple of days down here in Fort Wayne for Lansing. The pitch. Front door slider just misses. One ball, one strike. Yeah, boy, they've got great dessert here in Fort Wayne. Again, this is an ideal ballpark. One of the newer ones behind now Beloit, which was brand new a couple of years ago. The pitch. That's inside. 2-1. You like here, too, you can walk on the concourse and see the Tin Caps taking batting practice in the cages that are just to the right of the concourse down the first baseline. Really modern park that fits with this city. The pitch, that's outside. I think this city, Fort Wayne, very comparable to Lansing in terms of size, but Fort Wayne has a much more modern feel to it, where Lansing is behind but trying to quickly modernize itself. 3-1 pitch. That's in there, strike two. Really trying to build up the downtown in Lansing. Gillespie has been a big part of that with the new apartment buildings, the bright colors. You get in the outfield and there's a few more apartment complexes in one that's being built right down the road, Cedar Street north of the park. Pitch, popped up, first base side. Bautista Jr. behind the bag, drifts into foul territory, reaches up two hands, makes the catch, 2 outs. So here comes Tyler Robertson. He's had a massive night. Three-run homer, two-run double, back-to-back innings. 12-1, Tin Caps leading. But I will say there's a ton of history in Lansing. Now, there is here in Fort Wayne, but pitch home. This is popped up behind home plate, out of play. Strike one. That helps make some of those older buildings little bit more unique when you look at things like the Capitol and some of the stuff, the Board of Water and Light Towers that have been there for years. Pitch, swing and a miss, good slider. Gives Lansing some depth. And, of course, it is the state capital of Michigan. No balls, two strikes on the righty, Robertson. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. Slider got him. Good half inning right there for Dylan Hall. He gets a strikeout to bookend the top and the finish of the eighth and leaves the walk to Salas stranded. We're going to head to the eighth. Lansing trailing 12-1.
All right, crew. Let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, High A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. Now, let's head back to the ballpark. Alongside Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Okay, we're headed to the eighth inning here in Fort Wayne. It is all Tin Caps over your Lugnuts. They're up 12-1. No runs in that seventh inning for either team, so Lansing comes up with the top of the order coming up. Brian Guelbas, Henry Bolte, Arribio Angeles. Pitch home, and that's up high and outside. Ball one. New pitcher into the game, and that is Jesse. Is it Bradley or is it Bradley Rodriguez? Pitch. That's on the outside corner. There is no pronunciation, so I'm wondering if this is Bradley out of Venezuela, because it's B-R-A-D-G-L-E-Y.
Yes, it's Bradley.
Pitch. That's in there. Strike two. Okay, just wanted to make sure we got that correct.
Fascinating.
One I never heard before. I like it.
He's only 20 years old.
And he's a hard-throwing righty. Kicks and comes home. This is smacked out to right field. Foul as it heads towards the seats.
He opened up the year with Lake Elsinore. He struck out 9 batters in 5 1/3 innings. He only allowed 2 hits. And they said, all right, you're ready. And they moved him right up to Fort Wayne. His problem has been sometimes he loses his command. 9 walks in 11 2/3.
The pitch. Bouncing ball is foul, third base side. Well, the good news for him, he's got an 11-run lead.
Yeah, that'll help.
So that'll take some of the nerves out of it. 7 innings tonight for Jagger Haynes. Pitch home. It's up high. 4 hits allowed, 1 run, 3 walks, 5 strikeouts. Kept everything in the park tonight. He did so in 93 pitches, 61 for strikes. Righty-righty matchup, the pitch home. Swinging, that's cued back off the netting.
Adam, make sure to make some corrections on your defensive page. Lucas Dunn is now the third baseman. And the new shortstop is Nick McClary.
Okay, there we go. Placing Ortiz and Bashirs. Thank you, sir. Pitch. That's outside. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Good at bat tonight from Guelbas. He's had a good game. 2 doubles. Let off in the first and then had one in the sixth. Hasn't been able to score on either, though. Tells you how much Lansing's offense has struggled. Pitch home. Swing and a miss. Fastball by him. One out in the eighth. .99 on the radar on that last pitch. So now here comes Henry Bolte. He's 0 for 3 tonight. Strikeout, ground out, fly out. Ready, ready matchup. The pitch. Swing and a miss. You call that the changeup there at 90 miles an hour. My goodness.
Well, that's the right move because Henry Bolte has got such quick hands. He can hit the fastball.
The pitch. This is chopped. Weakly, fair territory. Left to the mound. Throw to first. Not in time. Bolte beats it out. It's an infield single. He's got quick speed as well. Quick hands, quick feet. One on with one out in this eighth inning. I think we're getting another look at it here. Just a weak hopper. Third base side, and Rodriguez came over, picked it up, fired. It was close, but Bolte was there. We blew through the trivia answer, so we're going to give that here in the top of the eighth. Here comes Aribe Angeles, the former San Diego Padre. Open stance from the right side, 12-1, Tin Caps lead. The pitch. Fastball, outside corner, strike one.
There was a message sent in to me from someone who was saying, how can they try to find the answer to this question? Would you want people to blind guess it?
The pitch home, swing and a miss. Well, you know, Jesse, just go on to LansingLugnuts.com, go through the schedules. I was trying to change it up, you know, because they're getting these answers right so easily, so I wanted to really make it difficult. Pitch. This is lifted out to right field. Murphy coming over, makes the catch. Two outs. That was a joke. Honestly, not too hard. You can go back in the schedules to find it, but I understand time is important to everyone.
Yeah, to my mind, I think there's a part of you that says, I think I stumped you.
You know, I was just trying to change up so you couldn't go and you'd have to put some effort in to find this one. Or you just, take a guess. That's okay. Will Simpson steps in. The first pitch. That's outside. Ball one. 12-1. Tin Caps leading. Two outs. One on at first base. Top of the eighth. So no answers, I'm guessing.
Oh.
Did we get answers?
And nope.
1-0. That's up and in. Two balls, no strikes. Jesse, you do not know this one. Do you have any guesses the last time Lansing won a series here in Fort Wayne?
I believe that would be in September of 2019.
That is correct. Look at you.
Yeah, saying I don't know this one.
The pitch. This is left in right field, foul territory. Dorsing is going back, and that bounces into the bullpen. Well, I asked you earlier, and was that a fib?
No, I did research.
Oh, okay, looked it up?
Adam's on play-by-play. Let's see if I can. 2021, it appears that we split our series here.
It was the last game of the season in 2021. So Lansing lost the first game of the series, which coincidentally was the final day in July. And then the first two games in September were the final two games. Lansing won both of those. Stand-up TCU. Sean Weimer pitched a complete game. Four hit, one run, two strikeout, winner.
That game was awesome.
And that was how Lansing wrapped up the series and the season back on September 2nd, 2019. The pitch, that's outside, 3-1. Now, 2019 predates the six-game series. Those came along in what, 2021 after COVID?
Yes.
So Lansing has never won a six-game series here in Fort Wayne. They've tied one, but that's been it. The pitch, that's fouled off, out of play. Three balls, two strikes. So again, Fort Wayne has given Lansing issues, whether it's been the three-game sets, the six-game sets, but the A's teams here in 21, 22, 23, and now 24 have had some difficulties with the Padres. The pitch, that's low and inside, ball four. Will Simpson walks. Bolte jogs over to second, so they're at first and second with two outs in the eighth inning.
I honestly don't think that Will Simpson's week of hiatus has cost him anything. He's come back looking great. Love his swings. Love his plate appearances.
Well, he definitely should have a hit or maybe two. He's scorched a couple of balls to third, but he does have two walks. Now here comes Colby Halter to Britney Spears. Yeah.
How was I supposed to know?
Oh, baby, baby.
That something wasn't right.
Classic.
Will Simpson got Cult of Personality. That's enough to fire a guy up.
Is that your favorite Britney song?
I don't think I have a favorite Britney song, with great respect to Brit.
Well,
I think that the two songs that I have memorized are Hit Me Baby One More Time and Oops, I Did It Again.
I mean, what a classic that one is. Oops, I did it again.
Played with your heart.
Got lost in the game. Yeah, exactly.
Oh, baby, baby. Yeah, those are the two Britney songs that I know. I can't say that I know very many others.
You know, I have no problem admitting this. I just downloaded Till the World Ends the other day. Swing and a Miss from Colby Halter. You should listen to that one, Jesse. That's a great one.
I think I was in high school when Britney first got big.
It's Britney.
Good for Britney.
Good for her. Some good music.
Well.
Some.
Catchy.
0-1. It's up high. One ball, one strike. Two on, two out. It's 12-1. So we're talking Britney Spears. Colby Halter is 0-3. Strikeout, lineout, flyout. Lansing in the blacks tonight. Gray pants, black helmets. Greens for the Tin Caps. The pitch is outside. 2-1. I mean, look at this. This album cover, so intense. The stare.
With the smile.
Yeah, a mini smile. Like
hint of a smile.
I gotcha. The pitch. That's in there. A little bit tight, 3-1. That's the I gotcha smile that you're going to listen to my music. You're going to like it.
See, she's playing with your heart. Don't get lost in her game.
Well, she's not the Backstreet Boys. They quit playing with your heart. 3-1 pitch. That's on the outside corner to Colby Halter. 3-2 to the lefty from Florida. That's one of Taylor Swift's new songs, Florida. She's got Florence and the Machine with her. I listened today. Came on. Yeah, it wasn't my favorite, but it takes me some time to listen to the new ones. The pitch. It's foul back.
See, I need you to keep me up to date with what's good, what's not good, and what's mid.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I'll keep you up to date with Travis Kelce's girlfriend. Don't you worry about it.
You don't have to worry about that. I've got Christy to help keep me up to date with Taylor Swift. Adam's the tortured broadcaster's department.
3-2 pitch. This is nubbed off the end of the bat. Weakly hit towards short. It's fielded by McCleary, but he can't field it cleanly and get a throw off. That was going to be a really tough play because it was so cued slowly. And it'll be curious to see what they rule that one. It is going to be an error on the Tin Caps.
Yeah, you're right. It was spinning the whole way to him. Like it was greased as he was looking for the handle. You know, Fort Wayne doesn't have a grand slam today, but Lansing could pick one up.
Well, that would get them somewhat back into this game. Danny Bautista Jr., first pitch, lifted out to first base. And Dorsing is there. Not quite. Bottom of the eighth is next. Lansing leaves the bases loaded 12-1. Tin Caps. Oops, they've done it again.
Over the years, you've brought them into your home. You were prescribed opioids after the C-section. When Dad injured his back, when your basketball star tore his ACL, opioids helped with the pain, and you held on to them, just in case. But did you know holding on to unused opioids puts your family at risk? Opioids are powerful pain-reducing prescription medicines, but most people who are prescribed opioids don't finish their prescriptions. so millions of unused opioids are sitting in homes across the country. And tragically, more than 100 Americans die every day from overdoses involving opioids. What can you do to protect your family? Remove the risk of unused opioids from your home. Pills, patches, or syrups in drawers, purses, and cabinets, anywhere they might be hiding. To find out how to dispose of them properly, visit www.fda.gov/drug disposal.
This is Vince Cotroneo, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics, and you're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Off to the bottom of the eighth, we roll here in Parkview Field in Fort Wayne, Indiana. A 2 hour south, right on the nose from Lansing, right down I-69, an easy drive past Trine University, great institution on the way, just across the Michigan border. And here we are in Fort Wayne, and the Tin Caps, they're all over the Lugnuts, 12-1. Got a new man up there, it's Yeison Sanchez. First pitch home. That's inside. Ball one. So Yeison Sanchez steps in here, try and get the Lugnuts through this eighth inning. Just been two innings tonight that have caused them damage. The pitch. This is weakly hit. Bounced in front of second. Scooped up by Halter. Throws on the run. It's in time. That's a great play. And that gets Nick McCleary. New man that's in at shortstop. So here comes Anthony Villar, 12-1 Tin Caps, bottom eight. And the pitch home. That's down low, ball one. Tonight, Villar. Couple of hits, a strikeout, a ground out. Again, Tin Caps, they scored 7 in the fifth and 5 in the sixth. Those are the only two innings they scored. The pitch, that's outside. 2 balls, no strikes. Lansing has scored 1 run, came in the fifth. And again, last night's final was 12-1. So Fort Wayne, unless they score here, 3 outs away from making it the same thing as last night. The pitch. Lifted out to shallow left. Back goes the shortstop. Anjales gives way. Masterman coming in, and he makes the catch. 2 outs.
Little Beyonce.
Texas Hold'em. Great song. Good walk up here. Lucas Dunn takes the pitch inside. First at bat for him tonight. Righty ready matchup. Sanchez on Dunn. The pitch home. High hopper towards third. One bounce. Salome has it. Sets. Fires to first. This one is perfect. And that will do it on a perfect eighth inning. For Yeison Sanchez, Lansing needs 11 to tie, 12 to take the lead. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler tells you about the ninth when we return.
What makes essential workers essential?
We build safe roads for you to drive on.
We harvest fresh produce for your families to eat.
We help you heal when you're sick.
We get you where you need to go.
We keep where you work and live clean and safe.
We make sure you get what you need to make your household work.
You're the essential workers who help our nation run. You're in every city, town, and corner of our country, and you come from all over the globe. And you have essential protections under the law. I'm Marty Walsh. The Wage and Hour Division at the Department of Labor helps ensure you receive the essential protections you deserve. If you have questions about your pay or about your job protection during an illness, visit our website or call 866-4-US-WAGE. That's 866-487-9243. We can provide help in more than 200 languages.
Brought to you by the United States Department of Labor.
This is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark with Adam Jaxa. Here's Jesse Goldberg-Strassler.
Into the ninth inning. 12-1 Fort Wayne. And the Lugnuts coming up, C.J. Rodriguez, Cameron Masterman, and Derek Salome, down by 11 runs. The new man on the mound for the Fort Wayne Tin Caps wears number 37. It is Jose Geraldo, the right-hander out of Asua, Dominican Republic, signed as an international free agent back in 2018. He is 25 years young. It begins to C.J. Rodriguez. The pitch, and it's right in there, a slider for a called strike. Rodriguez is 0 for 2 with a walk today. Fly out to right, and a ground out handled by the catcher. The pitch, Rodriguez bounces to shortstop McClary gloves. Throws to first, one out. The Lugnuts' only run came in the top of the fifth inning. Fort Wayne's only runs came with a 7-run bottom of the fifth, at a 5-run bottom of the sixth, and all zeros otherwise. Geraldo replaces Bradley Rodriguez, who went one scoreless inning, one hit, one walk, one K. Ken Masterman takes a called strike. 1-for-3. Masterman's RBI single in the fifth supplied the Lugnuts' only offense. He singled in Danny Bautista Jr. The pitch, fastball inside. Fastball from Geraldo is 96 miles an hour. The deal. Swing and a miss. One ball and two strikes. Masterman goes for a walk. Four more games to go in this series. Geraldo the Masterman, the 1-2. The fastball is driven to deep right field. Murphy's on the run. It gets down and one hops the wall. Cam streaks for second base. Murphy's throw in is offline, and Cameron Masterman arrives in with a cloud full of dust. Masterman doubles. Double number 9 this year in a two-hit game for Cam. Yesterday, the Lugnuts lost 12-1, and C.J. Rodriguez had a single and an RBI double. And today, Cam Masterman, an RBI single and a double. Ryan Buelbas today has doubled twice. Danny Bautista Jr. has tripled. The only problem is those hits have largely been scattered. Lansing has been held to 6 hits and just the 1 run, and Fort Wayne has scored 12. Derek Salome's the batter, 1 out. Salome takes ball 1 inside. Righty-righty, Geraldo offers. Missed inside again. Skies are a deepening blue. Streaks of cloud off in the distance over the Harrison building out beyond the left field wall. The lights are on in full. The pitch on its way. And that is called a strike. The fastball from Geraldo. 2-1 on Salome.
Well, it's a beautiful night.
Isn't it?
Not the score you were hoping for.
Salome, check swing, went around too far on appeal. Pitch knocked down by Villar, 2-2. Like the Indiana-Michigan power building, rising high above everything else above center field.
I like that there's a rooftop bar on our hotel.
Well, yeah.
Connor's rooftop, man.
It's hopping right now, I presume, on this Wednesday night. 2-2, inside ball 3.
Let me get the binocs out and give you a check, Jesse. Yeah.
We also have apartments out beyond the left field wall. I'm looking to see, has anybody taken this game in? They sure are.
Yeah.
Some folks sitting out there watching some baseball.
Good crowd at the rooftop bar.
Payoff. Inside, ball four. Salome is on. And the batter is Brian Buelbas, the leadoff man. Did you see, by the way, today's May the 22nd. Did you see 8 days ago, Indiana Southeast against Indiana Tech in the NAIA tournament? Ball one up and inside.
I'm sorry. Are you scouring the NAIA website right now?
There's a reason. There's a reason I'm saying this. Did you hear anything about this game?
I'm going to go with a resounding no.
Okay. This pitch is down low. Indiana Tech. So Indiana Tech was taking on Indiana University Southeast, the Grenadiers of Indiana University Southeast,
against
the Indiana Tech Warriors. Indiana Tech led 11-2, two outs in the ninth, nobody on. Robas takes ball two inside. I should say ball three inside. Adam, 11-2, bottom of the ninth, two outs, nobody on. The Grenadiers scored 12 runs. Walked off with a homer. Wellboss takes a called strike in the inside corner. He tossed away his bat. He's going to need that bat back. I heard about this. Lugnuts are down 12-1. There's one out in the top of the ninth inning.
So, Brian Wellboss, you're going to need to get out, and then the rally begins.
Two outs, nobody on. An error extended the inning. Wellboss takes ball four. Bases loaded with Lugnuts against Geraldo. This is a Lugnuts team that has scored 9 runs in a half inning twice this year. I think that you would have lost your mind if a team down 11-2 in the bottom of the ninth inning, in the single elimination, you lose your out NAIA tournament, walked off with 12 runs. Here's the pitch. Down and away, ball one to Henry Bolte.
Jesse, I'll lose my mind right now in a regular season game, game 41, if the Lugnuts come back and erase this deficit. Let's see it.
Base is loaded, one away, down by 11. Bolte swings and hammers it to right center field. Homer Bush Jr. is back at the wall. He jumps up and can't make the catch. Will Bolte around to second base. Around third, Masterman scores. He's got Salome right on his heels. They're all in. Masterman, Salome, and Brobos behind him score, and Bolte to third, a 3-run triple. It's the John Miller line of they all score. Masterman and Salome running up his back. Brian Brobos was there too, and everyone just kept going. Henry Bolte collects his third triple of the year, and the Lugnuts are down 12-4.
Boy, and he kind of stopped around second because I think he didn't quite see where the ball was, and then he realized it wasn't in the mitt yet of any of the outfielders. He almost could have had an inside-the-park grand slam right there. That ball took a long carom off the wall, and Bolte has such great speed. But either way, finally a breakthrough multi-run half inning, and even if they can't come back tonight, you really hope that gets this offense refiring again.
The metrics on that one, Adam, 418 feet. Now, there's no way that's true because 418 feet would have meant it was gone. So it could not possibly have gone 418. It stayed in the ballpark. It's a 3-run triple. Aribil Anales comes up. Anales takes a called strike from Geraldo. The Lugnuts on one swing scored more runs than they'd scored in the previous 17 innings. Swing and a miss by Anales, 0-2. Righty to righty, Aribil fouls the pitch out of play off the right side. We stay no balls and two strikes. From Anales, all you need right now is a single. One out in the ninth inning. Geraldo sets, throws. Ground ball scorched toward short. McCleary, a diving stop. Pops up, throws to first, and he got him. That's a highlight reel play by McCleary, the substitute off the bench, as Bolte scores. And now Fort Wayne 12, Lansing 5.
And now the rally can begin with two outs.
That's right. Analyze the RBI, knocks in his 34th run of the year. And Jose Araldo against Will Simpson.
I mean, if Indiana Tech, Northwestern State, Central University can do it.
The Grenadiers. Here's the pitch. Simpson swings and misses, strike one. Slider to start him. Simpson is 0 for 2 with two walks. You're not going to beat the Lugnuts 12-1 2 days in a row. The pitch. Simpson rubs it on the left side. Diving backhand stop McClary. Throwing to first. It hops in. No. Simpson beats it out. McClary almost had himself two gems in a row.
Goodness, what a couple of stops, though. Simpson has hammered a couple of baseballs to the left side of the infield, and both of them have been picked over there. That one, though, he beats out. Great hustle to keep this game alive.
McClary, the 10th rounder last year from the Arizona Wildcats, hitting just 196 this season. Just inserted in for Bashir's. Here's Colby Halter. Swing and a miss on the high cheddar, strike one. Lugnuts are down to their final out, but Simpson is on. Seventh batter of the inning. Eighth batter of the inning. The pitch. Halter takes a ball high. And with Jose Araldo struggling with his command, this is the player on the Lugnuts who has drawn the most walks. Fort Wayne 12, Lansing 5. The pitch. Strike called outside corner. The Lugnuts are down to their final strike. The pitch on its way. Fouled back into the screen. Halter stays alive. Tomorrow, 7.05 p.m., the first pitch, Luis Morales against Miguel Cienfuegos. Simpson at first, two outs. The pitch to Halter. Driven to left. Robertson to his right down the line. Makes the catch. And this ball game is over. Fort Wayne 12, Lansing 5. And the Tin Cats have won the first two games of the series. The Lugnuts have lost three in a row. Fort Wayne has won seven in a row. Seven, the big number, Adam. A seven-run bottom of the fifth inning changed the trajectory of this game.
Yeah, it really did. I mean, Mitch Myers was cruising through four, just like Jagger Haynes. This game wasn't even an hour deep through four innings. And then the fifth inning, Lansing gets one run. Fort Wayne goes off for seven. They knock Mitch Myers out of the game. Then they tack on five more in the sixth. And again, Lansing was facing a 12-1 deficit. And that's just too much to come back from. But good to see that they do get some runs in the ninth inning. And hopefully this offense can start to find some steam again tomorrow, because this is just another tough one. And Lansing's back under the 500 mark.
Five runs, eight hits, two errors for the Lugnuts in defeat. Nine runners stranded. How about going 2-for-14 with runners in scoring position? One of those two hits, Henry Bolte's three-run triple in the ninth. The Lugnuts' record falls to 20-21. The loss goes to Mitch Myers, now 2-2. Meanwhile, Fort Wayne, Jagger Haynes, the win, seven innings, one run, five Ks. The Tin Caps scored 12 runs on 12 hits, and they commit one error. For Fort Wayne, seven runners left on, but 5-for-10 with runners in scoring position. No save in the game. Time of the game, 2 hours and 51 minutes. And it was played in front of a crowd of 3,001 today. So Fort Wayne victorious. They are now 19-22.
More competitive tomorrow, I think, on the pitching mounds for the Lugnuts. They got to pitch. They got to find a way to not give up these big half innings, not give up the long ball against Fort Wayne, who has now won seven straight games. Lansing's got to find a way here to right the ship, because you're playing your best baseball coming into this series, and now you've somehow lost three straight.
Didn't give up a grand slam.
Just a three-runner tonight, so tomorrow maybe just a two-runner? Just progressively go down?
We'll see. 7:05 p.m., the first pitch, as we said. The Lugnuts and the Tin Caps will play through Sunday, and then back home next Tuesday, the Lugnuts and the Peoria Chiefs. Adam, thank you.
Thank you, man. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Big thanks as well to Avery Cotel I'm Bianca Cagey, who showed up, social media, team photographer for the Lugnuts, covering the nuts here on the road in Fort Wayne. Well, this broadcast, copyrighted, presented by authority of the Lansing Lugnuts, may not be reproduced or retransmitted in any form, and the accounts and descriptions of this game may not be disseminated without the express written consent of the Lansing Lugnuts. Again, your final score, the Fort Wayne Tin Caps 12, the Lugnuts 5. Good night from the Summit City, and go Nuts!